Okay, Rapusa. You ready to learn, Vion?
I'm so excited to learn.
I'm almost ready to learn, but I googled that where I haven't done since reloading, so.
That's a very modern answer.
It happens to me so often.
We're also waiting for all the turrets to load.
We probably saw.
Okay, Rapusa. When we last left our heroes, we're in Sivintofdun Aleph, and we were up to Sif Yud Zayin, right? Okay. Sif Yud Zayin. Maybe I'll try to speed through some of the ones that are less common. Sif Yud Zayin. Hadaf she'orchnal of kolashana v'china reba shalosh matzor ha'gala. The board that you make your bread on, you shape your bread on, and the kneading bowl that you knead in all year long, knead Hagala. This is based on the Gemara. The Gemara actually starts with something in Se'if HaBeis, the base Sa'or, and goes to the base Haruses, and the Rishonim, Lord Meducha, the last Se'if from them, and then goes to the Agne de Mechuzah, the kneading bowls of Mechuza that they needed all the time. Rishon HaSodafkis, they needed them all the time. And when they needed, they didn't just need them. They needed them, and they, you ever make challah or something? You have to let the dough rise, right? They would let the dough sit there and rise, which was a chimutz process. And therefore, they said, it's also like the Beis Sa'or, and the, like the Beis Sa'or, the place where you keep your sourdough, meaning the upshot of this is a place which is like where the leavening happens, we assume is boleya, even though it's cold. The power of that leavening, the chimutz kasha, causes a bleed even though it's cold. And even though you only put cold dough on the daf and the areva, it still absorbs and needs hagala. Adds the rama, velo mahani va kilof bikli umnus. And you can't decide, instead of Agola, to just whittle off the outer layer with a professional tool. That's a general rule, right? That works for things that need Hagola through Iroi, let's say, which are only related to the klipa. But any stam klee which needs Hagola all the way through, meaning the whole thing needs Hagola, not just the outer layer. Therefore, even if you would remove the outer layer, yeah, not something we're so convenient to do in our modern day canon, but even if you were to remove the outer layer, it wouldn't help. Okay, the minhag says Ramash Shalosh Damesh, the Pesach by Rebos Vidaf and Shalosh and Kol Hashana. Our minhag is just not at all to use on Pesach these kneading bowls and trays for bread that that the bread rises on all year long. I feel like they have gala, even if we do have gala to them, Chayim Iker, and that is the correct halacha. Karnes Bar Le'el Simitav Mem Beis Seif Yud Aleph. What's the reason for the Ramaz Chumrah? So the Magen Avraham says that the reason for the Ramaz Chumrah is Lashitase in Seif Tezayin. What are the Ramaz saying in Seif Tezayin? Remember, he was Machmer like Rashi. Who do we say Rashi in Rebbe Tam against the Riyah Mos Rishonim? Whatever exactly you put on the board, right? That when the Gemara says that Beit Sa'or becomes Chametz Dik, even though you only kept cold sourdough there, so how do you kasher it? So most of you shouldn't say Hagalah. And if you remember, Rashi said through Lipa. So the Magen Avraham says the Ramah here is just Lashitase in the previous ayah. The Ramah says you need Lipa. And since these things were, I guess, not made of Lipa-able materials, therefore, the Ramah just says we don't use them at all. However, that is not what most Achronim understood. That's not what most Achronim understood, because the Rama says, "Farnes bar le'el simin tuf mebeis seif yud aleph." He says, "Oh, I explained this in tuf mebeis seif yud aleph. You look in tuf mebeis seif yud aleph. I don't remember his exact question. You don't have to turn the page. It's actually fairly straightforward." He says there. Kalim Sheminichim and Paschal, Ashana, Ashana, etc., etc., lo. Sorry, in the Mechaber there, not with their muscles. In the Mechaber there, he talks about Arevos, the kneading troughs, the kneading bowls, whatever. And he says, it's impossible to clean them properly. Okay, that was a slightly different context. But what's the point? The point is it's just too hard to clean. And then it makes sense why you can't even use Haggalah. Right? And maybe you can do Liban if you're practically just to use Haggalah. There's nothing to Liban. The reason you can't use Haggalah is just because they're impossible to clean. And remember, one cloud that we'll never forget the rest of our lives, right? That anything that's hard to clean out all the cracks and crevices, Haggalah doesn't work for, because Haggalah only gets out Blios, doesn't get out the end. That's how the Taz understands the Ramah, and that's how the Mishnah, and most Achronim understand the Ramah, just because he himself says, look in Tuf Mebeis at Yud Aleph, which talks about how hard it is to clean the crevices in the Nevels. Okay, in the end, the Mishnah, the Bir Halacha, suggests, in the Bir Halacha here, that Bir Halacha Dibur Maskil Bapesach says that maybe both Shatim are correct. That there are two reasons that you shouldn't allow the kasher these through Haggalah. The main reason is because there might be chametz stuck in the cracks and crevices, and the secondary reason is because there are malashitase that lechachilis machmer for Rashi that you need liban for anything that says chimots kasha, and then he suggests that really there'd be a nafkamina. Both sides, you put this. Bir Halacha together and 1 second. He suggests we should be macro both ways, and therefore even in cases where let's say it's one, if you're sure there's no cracks and crevices, you still should be machmir because of Rashi and the last Sif. And even in cases where it's impossible to leave one, and then we're making it impossible to leave and choose Haggalah, you still should be machmir because of the cracks and crevices. Okay, so that's two pshatim in the Ramah. You don't need to give your hand up?
I understand.
Okay, great. We're over to all the details, but one other important point here is in the Magen Avraham, Mr. Berg brings down. Says, what if you put a cloth on it? You cover it, right? Nowadays, whatever, you cover it. You have lots of ways to cover things. What if you cover it? That takes care of the problem of the chametz, the cracks and crevices. It can't touch your food because you have covered it. However, says the Magen Avraham, a big chumra, that the Mishnah Berurah brings down also in Sukkot Sadiban. He says, if you do Haggalah, and you cover it, then it's fine, because even if there's stuff stuck in the crevices, it can't touch your food because it's covered. He says, you still can't knead your matzah dough on it. Why? Because he says there's another problem. Besides everything we've said until now, there's another problem, which I'm going to bring down from Shonen, which is that anything that's chimutz kasha, besides the regular bliya, and besides the regular anything stuck in the crevices, it has, let me say it over in modern day scientific terms, it has those yeast spores hiding in it that cause the leavening process. And if you knead your matzah dough on this, the yeast spores inside from the chimetz kasha will cause, even though they won't give a tam to your matzah, they will cause your matzah to leaven more quickly than usual, and your matzah will become a chashash of chametz. And that's even if you cover it, the yeast spores can still get through. Yeah, he doesn't say yeast spores; he says koach chimutz. So that's another important chumrah. Anything which is used for chimutz all year long, even besides issues of bliya and besides issues of be'en, it also has chimutz kasha, has the sort of the yeast that causes chimutz hiding within it, and even if you cover it with a cloth, maybe you can hermetically seal it with something that's, you know, yeast-proof or something, but even if you cover it with a cloth, it won't give a ton of chametz to your matzah, it'll just make your matzah leaven more quickly than usual, and therefore it'll make your matzah into chametz in and of itself. Okay, yuches. Hanapa. This is really, first of all, we still have napas nowadays, sifters, but it's also an example for everything in our modern day kitchens. Hanapa, a sifter. You can imagine how hard it is to clean a sifter. Sorry, but dak de bomb all the nakosim sise chametz and nidbaka. You have to be very careful to clean out every tiny drop of chametz, every tiny piece of chametz that's stuck to it, the nisrach, the nidbak, the nikve, arikas, hanapa, that might be stuck in the holes of the sleeve of the sifter, meaning each little hole could have something stuck in it, uve etchaba, or in the wooden rim, right? The sifter would have a wooden rim, and something might be stuck where it's attached to the rim, right? So it's really, really hard to clean. The shafshos of mine yafe yafe, and you have to scrub it with water very well. The post can point out here if you look in the for example the Mishnah Berurah Tzadiches quoting the Magen Avraham on the Dalet, he points out that you have to first clean it and then scrub it with water very well. If you just don't let it get wet, then it'll be irrevocably ruined, because if you let it get wet, that water will catch whatever flour is sitting on the sifter. The sifters they use to sift flour and make it into chametz and cause it to be absorbed into the sifter. So if you just let it sit with getting wet with something coming chametz on it, you mix flour and water. You have the chametz process right there, then it's dead. You have to clean it and then immediately scrub it with water. So you scrub everything off and don't let it sit there. Yes?
It becomes a base of water.
No. Not that it becomes a, no, it only becomes a base sa'or if you knead there regularly. You don't keep sa'or there. The agna de mechoza is only because you knead there regularly. But the, what does he say? In ba ma'im ala nafa film sosa in la takana l'shtamish ba. In la takana l'shtamish ba bit Pesach. The, 1 second. Right, he doesn't explain himself super well. Let me just go back for a moment. Let's see if we can be more redaic. No, I think the svara is not that it becomes. Oh, 1 second. See what actually happens. So the water sticks to it and makes chametz there, but it's we know it's chametz stick anyway. So what makes it so? What's so terrible? What's so terrible if it gets wet once and sits wet for a bit?
Just the flour cup has to be
okay. Maybe if it hardens, maybe if you put the water on and it hardens with the flour, it's going to be impossible to get all the pieces off. Even if you're trying to clean it, it's very hard to do that.
Yes, maybe that's what it means. That's true. It's funny, he doesn't really properly explain himself. And Bob Maimel and Apa feel mixasa in the Takana Lishnamish Bab Pesach. Why not? After all, it's not Agni Lisha, it's not Besa Or, just wash it. Unless you say it becomes so stuck that it's impossible to clean, it's impossible to wash. Doesn't really explain himself. Maybe that's Shannon Myril. You're right, he doesn't really say. And it doesn't seem to be an Agne Delisha. Maybe just because it becomes so stuck that you can't be confident of cleaning it properly.
They were afraid that someone would think it's clean because they added water and they washed after, but they were going to
keep using it. I don't think that's what it sounds like. I'm not convinced.
So when you use flour, and there's water touches, then why does it become crumbs? They add water. You just dry flour.
Because the flour you use it with, you were nizhar on it to make sure that it never got wet. So it's certainly shash comments. Okay, so I'll go with whose shot was it? Okay, Ben's shot. Okay, continuing. The huadin l'chol shar kli lisha shishu likewise says, Mechaber, all kli used for lisha. What's unique about lisha? It's unique about lisha that either you have tiny pieces of flour or you have sticky bits of dough, shift of them is equal gobble, it's going very well. It says the Ramban is a general, the Nog of Solishamish, but not Ali de Hagala. Our Minog is even if you do Hagala, it doesn't help, you can't use the sifter at all, because the Minog Ashkenaz is anything which was used with Chametz. Remember, if we don't even know if it was ever used with Chametz, we're not Machber Double Chomer. But anything which was, we know is used with Chametz, we just think we cleaned, but it's hard to clean. We don't rely on our cleaning. We suspect, Minig Ashkenaz suspect we can clean it well, but it's a lot of nooks and crannies and cracks and crevices. But English Shanos, you cannot deviate from Minig Vachemachogi Yotzman. And that's what he says. It's not just Minig Ashkenaz, the sifter. Anything with a lot of cracks and crevices, Minig Ashkenaz is not to clean at all and not to rely on our cleaning skills. Okay, go on our cleaning, you rib eisen, like a rib eisen. What's a rib eisen? A grater, right? If you ever try to clean it, you ever actually try to clean a grater? I've never tried to clean a grater for Pesach, I know the Ramah, but just try to clean a grater for cleanliness. You know, like you use it to grate cheese and you're going to keep it milchik, you just want it to be clean. It's really hard to clean a grater properly. Okay, so if it's just for cleanliness, okay, maybe it'll be something. Won't be the end of the world. But for Pesach, it will be the end of the world because us are even to Mashu, and therefore we don't clean a grater for Pesach. Someone actually last year, when no one had been Caleb for Pesach, etc., someone actually called me and said, you know, I, all the stores are closed. I can't go shopping. I can't buy a grater. Can I cash my grater for Pesach? Okay, great. So that depends on this Ramah. So, okay, maybe there's slightly different kinds of graters, but in general, it is a bad idea. Oh, a kisho echayim, or the pouch by the mill where the wheat would go in, and the pouch has like a lot of like stitching with little spaces for things to get stuck between the stitching. And likewise, baskets. Baskets are woven baskets. They have a gazillion little places where things could hide. But used sacks. You think sacks are the same? No, we're makil if we wash them. However, you have to rip open the seam before you wash them, and then re-sew them, and then they are okay. All right, I'll come back to that in a moment. But let me mention one or two other things that are Nogei L'maisa. Number one, the Mishnah Brura, if you look in Siman Kuf, he says, he has a whole discussion. What's the whole discussion? Starts with the Magen Avraham. What if you don't have a new sifter for Pesach? Right? Should you be makel to rely on cleaning the sifter, or should you be makel not to sift your flour? Not sifting your flour is a big kula, because if you don't sift your flour, there could be whole pieces of wheat that sneak in, even a cracked piece of wheat, non-ground wheat, and then not, you know, a whole piece of wheat, even after you bake it, does not count as baked because it wasn't ground into flour first, and therefore, if it ever gets wet, it can become chametz, which is, you know, part of like the idea of kibrochts, right? Meaning, so, you know, would you have to keep kibrochts if you didn't have something? A whole discussion here, what to do if you don't have a Pesach thick sifter. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah talks about. So I don't know how much of this is the mice for us nowadays, because, you know, most of us don't even, first of all, it's for sure not Mogea for us nowadays, because none of us bake with flour on Pesach anyway. We buy our matzahs in the supermarket for matzah, bakery, etc. It's not like the old days when they would actually have flour and baked matzahs out of it. So it's not really negative for us. But okay, he has the big discussion here in Sifkatan Kuf Aleph. He says, you know, if you don't have a new sifter, better not to sift your flour at all. But they said then you have a problem if it's a whole piece of wheat there. So he says, okay, so we make it, we'll just clean it really well, and if you're not confident you clean it well, then just keep the runs. But that's not something to get for us. What's to get for us is more general, sipkut and kuf. He says, the minig Ashkenaz, and here he quotes from a few of the Achronel, Yorabba, Chag Yaakov, and the Shulchan Aruch. He says, the minig Ashkenaz to not trust ourselves to clean is only l'chachiba. But b'di'evet, if you already used it for your Pesach food, I don't mean b'di'evet if you already cleaned it, you can use it. B'di'evet if you already cleaned it and used it to make Pesach food, let's say you have a ribeye in a grater. You cleaned your grater really well and used it to grate all your food for Pesach. B'di'evet, we would rely on that and we would trust your cleaning like the Machabers. That's important. Halacha, all these things that l'chachiba, we don't trust ourselves to clean. B'di'evet, if you're sure you did a good job, we can assume that the minhag is not to ask for your food, but yeah, anyway, you can still eat your food. One other point is when the Ramah talks about washing here, the kibos at the end. What does kibos mean? So the Mishnah Berurah and Sivkut and Kufvav, says, what does kibos mean? And this really comes also from the Shach in Yoredeya discusses this. Ritonu Lomar, Bechamin, Ve'efer, Ve'chavita. What counts as kibas? Hot water. You don't need clean rishon water. Hot water, like our, you know, our washing machines have hot water. And afer, and detergent, like our washing machines have detergent. And beating, like our washing machines have agitation, right? You ever use a washing machine? You notice it has that drum that spins around? That's a way of beating it, right? Oh, it's also a way of doing schita. But clearly it agitates it when it washes it. The shot here, this is more mafurish in the other achronim, is that even though normally to kasher something with hagalah, you would need to put in a boiling clean rishon. Fabrics are very soft and washable. To kasher fabric, you don't need a clean rishon. It's enough to have a hot washing machine to put your washing machine on hot, not on cold. Some washing machines have a cold cycle, so that's not good enough. Put your washing machine on the hot cycle, even though it's clearly not boiling. To put your washing machine on the hot cycle with detergent and with the agitation. And that counts as hagala. And that's what all the posts can bring down. That, let's say you have towels or tablecloths or something like that, it counts as hagala if you put them through a normal washing machine, you know, which has chamin and afer. Doesn't have to be afer, it can be liquid detergent. And chavita, it doesn't have to be beating, it could be the agitation of the machine itself. And the modern-day post can also say that with our modern-day tablecloths and towels, as opposed to the sacks of the Ramah, even the Ramah said you need to do laundry and tear open the seams, right? Rip the seams open and re-sew them. With our modern-day towels and the tablecloths, since we don't actually, like, store chametz on the seams, you can imagine a sack, all the weight of the contents of the sack is on the seam, and everything gets pressed in there. In our modern-day tablecloths and towels, even if you don't, I mean, none of us ever would, cut open the seam before you put it in the laundry machine, that's okay, because the way we use it, we don't get food stuck in the seams, and therefore, if you take, what am I trying to say? If you take things made out of cloth, like tablecloths and towels and such things nowadays, and you put them through the normal washing machine, that counts as kosher. Bain for Pesach, bain for treif or milk and meat, etc. So, for example, if you want to have the same towels in your kitchen for meat and milk, then you can use the same towels for meat and milk, just if they ever get actual meat or milk spilled on them, you throw them in the wash, and then they become kosher again. Or if you want to use your regular towels or tablecloths for Pesach, you can throw them in the wash, and then you can use them for Pesach. Many people, nonetheless, have a minute to have separate Pesach towels. And separate Pesach tablecloths and whatever you have, okay. It's always good to have Hebrew Minhagim, and there's always a place for Minhagim, the extra Bachar Pesach, but Al Pidin, you know, if you don't have any Minhag, Al Pidin, you can take your regular tablecloths and towels and put them in the regular washing machine, and that counts as kosher for Pesach, even though if you put your spoons in the washing machine, besides breaking your washing machine, it wouldn't count as koshering because the water is not boiling.
So, like, if that counts as koshering, you always wash your tablecloths and cups so you don't need to do one. So you don't need to do a special watch just for Pesach here. Just take it out of your cabinet.
Yeah, I mean, you have to know what your lifestyle is. Meaning, if you keep it in the cabinet and, you know, you use other tablecloths for chametz and you fold them up and put them on top of it and the chametz gets rubbed on it, etc., then you should wash it to be on the safe side for Pesach. If it's a cabinet where it's only clean laundry, then that's good enough. Again, assuming you wash your, someone told me, no, I only wash my things in cold water. Okay, that's different, but I don't think it's what most people do. I assume that would not apply to tablecloths. Only to regular kibbutz. Particularly because, like, we don't actually eat hot food off the tablecloth. Right? Now, I understand, we discussed this, right? And our minhag is that we switch the tablecloth to milk. We're not even sure that that's necessary, like you did. But certainly wouldn't go this far.
How about a treif grater? The rule by grater, is that only by...
No, it's only chomer to Pesach, this minhag. Treif grater, the mechaber would still be true. Shif shof is ikur gadol, and you have to be very, very diligent. But the Ramah is only for Pesach.
If you're only using the grater, and you're making all your cakes before Pesach, would be more makel people to Pesach?
If you're only using it before Pesach, would we be more makel that it is bakul b'shishin? Like we saw in the Taz about the Meducha, where there he's discussing Glios, and not the N. But would we say the same thing here? Is that not discussed here? Does anyone remember anyone discussing this? Okay. I don't remember. I thought I saw someone who was Dafka Mekel on that point.
Yeah, I
have the bottom of the
Meducha.
What? That was about the Meducha. The theorem was talking about Ablia, not about premises. So it's not as clear that we can make that parallel. But I think that's a good svar. Agav, sorry, I just noticed the Shar Tzion here. And Kofchav Gimel explains the Maril. Why, if it got wet, we can never we can never rely on Kashering. And he says... because he says slightly different than Ben, but very similar. He says because once it gets wet, then we assume it's like more vadai that it became that it got chametz stuck on it, and then we don't rely on our cleaning. Okay, so very similar idea. Once it got wet, get wet while you're washing it. It got wet and sat there once. Then we assume like a vada is coming stuck to it, and at that point we don't trust our cleaning anymore. Okay, thank you. Sif Yotes Ha Rachat. Right, remember we discussed this once? We had a whole discussion as to what to call it in English, right? Is it a baker shovel? Is it a peel? Right? I don't remember what the other theories were. The thing you take pizza out of the oven with, right? Or more relevant for this section of Shulchan Aruch, the thing they take matzah out of the oven with, right? Except here's the thing they took. Chametz out of the oven with. Harachat shekor pala, that's peel, still in English, although it's not a common word, no one will understand it. Yeshomer she'imol hagala, v'tzarek liknos ha'dasha. Okay, yeshomer hagala doesn't work, you need a new one. Why? Because you use it for baking chametz. That's alidei ha'or, it should be limud. But they were made of wood in those days. And if they're made of wood, you can't do limud because it really worked. And hagala doesn't work, limud is impossible, so you just need to buy a new one. Since even though he says it's Yeshomer, since it's not another Yeshomer, he means to Paschal that way. Okay, there is a whole discussion here in the Magen Avraham, so Kabbalah Lamed Zayin, quoted by the Mishabur and Kof Yud Aleph, about what if you did take a chametz stick, drachat, and peel and take out your matzah with it, if it's clean, if it's dirty, etc. This is, we saw this discussion really in a shach that the Mishnah were referred to earlier. I'm not going to answer that now, but I'll just point out 2 points that have to do with Hesher Kalim. Number one, the Mishnah were Kof Yud, very important quote from the Eliyahu Rabba. I think I mentioned this once in the context of Siv Gimel Efshar. He says, "Vayim Eliyahu Rabba Shekosav that Bidi Eved." If you did Haggalah, again, not B'dievet, if you did Haggalah, you can use it on Pesach. B'dievet, if you did Haggalah and use it on Pesach, your matzah is still kosher for Pesach. It doesn't make your food chametz thick. Why is this? Why is it B'dievet okay? Says, well, what are its done in Mahakir? After all, it's used for baking. You only did Haggalah. So what if it's not Mahakir? No. The Sad L'Haggalah could be a Terebalah. Except for the fact that if you look earlier at the inyan of Heteravala and Isuravala, if I can find you the Mishnurus of Katan, yeah, that's where it is, Lamed Beis, he said, no, only Babakum Hefzin Maruba and Einu Ben Yomo were Someh on the mind of our Heteravala. So, and over here he says, Stam B'dievet. So, what do we have? We had the Mishnah Brura. Sif Katan Lamed Beis, that we rely on Bidi Eved on Hetera Bala with Eino Ben Yomo and Hefsin Meruba or Simchas Yamtif. And hey, there's a whole discussion with you. One of those factors, not two, but over here, what do we say in Sif Katan? Sorry, markers. In Sif Katan Kuf, I think. I just read to you. Kuf Yud? Thank you. Sif Katan Kuf Yud, we say, we rely Bidi Eved on Hetera Bala, but that can't be, because you need another Tal B'Hakel. We don't rely Bidi Eved on Hetera Bala. So what's the other Tal B'Hakel? Who remembers? I think I only quoted one, Eliyahu Rabba the Simon. Who remembers the Svar of the Eliyahu Rabba? So I said, might be even more. Maybe Tal means until the end of Zara. Exactly. Meaning, you're not actually baking on this. It's not like sitting in the fire. It's not like a baking tray or a barbecue grill. No, you stick it in for 1 second and take something out or put something in. Maybe that's not called a shmish ol dei haor. Maybe it only needs leave, but if you leave it in the fire, not if you put it in the fire for 1 second. So that's the tseraf with, says the Eliyahu Rabba, with the additional tzad l'hakel that it's only used momentarily, I mean momentarily many moments. Right, it's only used momentarily on for baking. You don't leave it in the baking oven, you just put it in for 1 second. Say a little rabba, the offering of tzad l'hakel, maybe even if it was used for treif, if it's only used for 1 second for baking, that Haggalah is good enough. Using it for 1 second for baking is no worse than using it for cooking. How deep and hot of a bliya can it get in 1 second? And even if they need to leave, but maybe chametz is tera bala, so those suits up the Haggalah, and in the event, we are mako. That's the Eliyahu Rabba. Okay. And if you remember, I quoted the story of the Eliyahu Rabba in another context also earlier. There's an interesting Machlokas and Minhag, says the Magen Avraham here. So what do they do? They got to bought a new one for Pesach, right? What did we just say? This old b'dievet, l'chachila, you can kasher the peel, baker shovel, whatever you call it, that you use for chametz, so you buy a new one. What did you do with the new one after Pesach? You locked it up and saved it for next Pesach. You didn't want to have to keep buying a new one. You just going to a Pesach big one and a chametz big one. Says Magen Avraham, when it comes to next Pesach, you have to kasher it again. You have to kasher it again for next Pesach. Because, like, just who knows what could have happened all year long. Therefore, you have to kasher it again for Pesach. The Taz disagrees. Taz says, not true. Like, why should we suspect anyone who put chametz in the Pesach of Kalim? You know, what could possibly have happened? And the Mishabura in Kuf Yud Beis, Paskins like Kataz, and most Achronim against the Magen Avraham, says that if you save it for next year, ain't Tzarach Haggalah. just make sure that it looks normal, right? And that's because all the achronim gets the Magna Raham. So our minhag is that we do not, just like nowadays we have a million Pesach dishes, right? You remember, you know, when you, the house where you grew up, you probably had some part of the house were just full of Pesach dishes. So we don't say it's a kash for them, because who knows what happened to them in the intervening 51 weeks of the year. You assume that no one touched them during the year. We can say the same thing for this baker shovel. However, interestingly, I've seen a minute in a lot of matzah bakeries that that they do kasher. They do kasher the baker shovel at the beginning of the season. Some of it even every day when they come in the morning. Okay, nowadays they're made of metal, so it's no big deal to kasher them. All they do is they like light up the oven. They put in the oven for a few minutes, and they get very hot. So I guess it's very easy to do. Some people have the minute like this Magna Rum anyway. However, the din is the, you know, the official sakalach is not that way, even though I've seen some people do it. Okay, so if chaf. Hashulchanos vatevo shematzniyam ben ochlin kol hashana, tables and cabinets that we keep food in all year long, regilim leros lein rok, and the minag is, regilim means we are used to, meaning our minag is to cash them through ibrei by pouring boiling water on them. Why do you have to cash them through ibrei? They're only used for cold. The answer is because sometimes the soup or other hot food spills on them. Since sometimes the food spills on them, therefore you have to cash them with ibrei. If they're boiling through ibrei, you cash them through ibrei. Now, explains something that's just common sense. Then you go through Gimel. Explains Mishnah Brura. Common, it will stop there. Since this is only cabinets and tables where you keep hot food, meaning places where you keep cold food. What are you worried about? For example, nowadays, what we call cabinets nowadays, our cabinets, we don't keep hot food in our cabinets. Hot food can't spill in our cabinets, like a pantry. Hot food can't spill in your pantry because you never put hot food there in the first place. So that's not the flaw what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about. Shulchan Aruch is talking about, you know, it translates to modern day terms, tables and counters. Hot food can go on your table, and the hot food can go on your counters. It may very well be most people don't purposely put hot food straight on their tables or counters, but it spills on it all the time. But in most of our cabinets nowadays, this wouldn't apply because we're only worried something spilled if it was there in the first place, and we never even put hot food in our cabinets. Okay, so this would apply to tables, and that's our minhag that if we want to kasher the tables or counters for Pesach, we kasher them because they might have had something spill on them. The is kashering enough? Yeah? What about kavush? I don't think you usually leave things soaking there for 24 hours.
Yeah.
And also, like, these things are usually flat, and, you know, like, liquid's not going to stay there for too long. You never know. Like, if I spill liquid on my counter, you know, it should at some point, you know, sort of run off the counter, or it should only be left with a few drops of liquid. I don't know if a few drops of liquid is not exactly soaking. Like, you're not going to have, like, a nice pool of liquid on the counter or table usually for 24 hours. But, you know, I think we can assume it doesn't happen. Let's assume it doesn't happen. Okay. Fridge is an interesting case. I mean, we usually try to keep our fridges more clean. But Lamaisa, the poskim assume I never heard of anyone kashering their fridge. Right? I've never heard. You never know.
You're not part of the Chumrah of the Month Club.
I am not part of the Chumrah of the Month Club. That is true. I've never heard of anyone kashering their fridge. Although I'm sure someone does. Someone does everything. But you know, I never heard of large numbers of people kashering their fridge. Why aren't they worried about kavush or ibrei or something in their fridge? I assume that the assumption is you don't generally spill hot soup in your fridge.
A lot of people cover them.
That is true. Let's come back to that. Okay, that is a good point. If you did put hot things in your fridge and they spill sometimes, then maybe you would have to kasher it. We'll come back to that point in a moment. Or if you have pools of liquid cooling in your fridge for 24 hours, which I don't know how common that is either, I must admit. But okay. But okay.
We didn't notice the spelling back.
You should survey your fridge more often. Yes. Okay. So then let's come back to it. Okay. So first, let's stick with counters and tables. So is Eri enough? There are two hesitations that the Mishabur brings down. Why Eri might not be good enough for counters and tables. In the Magen Avraham brings down. In Sukkot Lamed Ches, a machlokas, whether you also need to cover them or not. Machlokas, whether you also need to cover them or not. And says the Mishnah Brura, many according to the Mishnah Brura in Koftes Vav, he says it's not really machlokas. He says that I know some people said you have to cover them also against the machlokas. Some people said not. The Mishnah says he's not his own. He quotes from the Eli Rav and others. Says that's not really machlokas. They're talking about two different kinds of tables and counters. There's a table which is one smooth piece which has no crevices, and then Eber is good enough because Hagala works for something that's smooth with no crevices. And then there are tables that are made of many pieces of wood nailed together or something. You can imagine, for example, a wooden table. It could be one big piece of wood. Or it could be many pieces of wood nailed together. If it's many pieces of wood nailed together, then there's a crevice between them, and it's really hard to clean them. Or even as one piece of wood, it could be cracked, it could be not cracked, or whatever the case may be. Even whatever your counters or tables are made of, sometimes they are cracked in crevices, especially if they're super-duper old, if they're decades old, eventually they get cracked, etc. And sometimes they're nice and shiny and smooth. So the Mishnah says, there's no machlokas. It's Pasha Lukulinalma, but if it has cracks and crevices, you have to cover it, because Vinag Ashkenaz is that we're always nervous that maybe we didn't clean out the cracks and crevices properly. And if it doesn't have cracks and crevices, then you don't have to cover it. Because what could the problem possibly be? Like, why should it be any worse than a pot? You can use your pot without covering it as long as you do Hagala. And you cleaned it, so you can use your table and counters without covering them. So, let's look here for a second at tables and counters. How about Eroi? So, is Eroi enough? So there are two issues. One issue is Mishnah Brura Zivkatan Koftes Vav says, yes, if it's smooth, but not if it has crevices. Not if it has cracks and crevices, just like everything else in the world. Then you need to cover it. That's one hesitation. Okay, but you just have to see. Many of us have nice smooth counters. Like, for example, in Gruss, we have metal counters, right? So those are very unlikely to have cracks and crevices. Right? Those seem like pretty smooth one piece. So you should be able to caution them. I know what our tables are made of. There's no standard issue for tables, right? It's whatever you have.
Yeah.
But if you just look at this desk, for example, right? I mean, there's no cracks and crevices here. It's just one piece of formica. What could be the problem? The other issue is the big chumra, the Mishnah Brura quotes in Kuf Yudalid from the Ma'ari Wild. Ma'ari Wild, Simon Kuf Tzadi Gimel, quotes this big chumra. Pasak to Lomahani Iroi. They shall farm and mason of Pashti the Cham Babikun Stavish Bikli Rishon. Big Chomer the Maru Wild. Mishnah Brura Sivkat in Kofyo Talit. The Shame Mahari Wild. He says you need Evan Muluhan. Meaning, obviously, you can't be Machner to say put your table or counter into a Kli Rishon. That's basically impossible. What's the equivalent of putting it into a Kli Rishon? Remember, having a red hot stone and pouring hot water on the red hot stone. And that makes it like a Kli Rishon, at least in cases where, you know, it's not 100% clear to be a Kli Rishon. Why? Says sometimes you put a hot dover gush on your counter. And a hot dover gush is like a Kli Rishon. Right? Because you put a hot Dover gush on it sometimes, And a dover gush is like a phoebe shown. Right, so for example, if you would have a, I don't know, let's say a broiling hot challah out of the oven, and you put it down on your counter, your table, and that would be a plea of a klirishon, because it's like a dover gush. A dover gush like klirishon, or pizza, or whatever it may be. That's the chashash of the Mari Weil. The Maisa, many people are not for the Mari Weil, and therefore what do they do? Either they say, this is never move on your counter, or just cover your counter. Don't rely on the Hagalah. The minute the Olam is to not be machter for this Mari Weil. The minhag olam, certainly if you look at like all the major American conscious agencies, etc., the minhag olam not to be machter is Mari Weil. Oh, let's go to the minhag. Okay, the minhag olam not to be machter Mari Weil. Why not? Can anyone tell me, many started lahakel, why be makel in this Mari Weil? The minhag olam is that Eroy is enough. Not like Mari Weil. Why? Why not be choshish for the Mari Weil? Anyone tell me some stuff, Lahakel? Yes, Yomi. Who said? Who said? Maybe it's my flation counter. Maybe I put challah down that was powerful on the counter, and also how did I capture the first time I captured the keyword in my Mari Weil and still say it wasn't good enough? Okay. Number one, after all, right? Rov Tashmisho, we all mean the same thing. Meaning, even if there's a dover gush sometimes, that's a Rov Tashmisho. That's clearly only a rare occasional occurrence, right? No one's going to say most of the time you put a dover gush, right? That's clear. So number one, it is only, you know, Rov Tashmisho is not dover gush. Okay. Someone tell me another sound of hakel. No, because a tirabala really only works to say that things that would normally be libra, you could do agala instead. It doesn't tell you things that you do libra, you could do libra instead. Okay. Is it so posh that dover gush is like a libra?
Marshall.
Marshall holds it is, but who holds it isn't? The Ramah holds dover gush not like a libra, right? The Fi Ramah V'od. Dover Gush ain't no Kikli Rishon. Right? So you say, first of all, it's only a Mia Tashmish Dover Gush, occasional. And some people say it's not a Kikli Rishon, some people say it isn't. And you remember, there's another point which I thought was very logical. It says, and let's say a Dover Gush was like a Kikli Rishon. Some should say you're Kikli Rishon. Let's say a Dover Gush was like Kikli Rishon. So if a Dover Gush landed on my counter, how would my counter, how much of my counter would you go lay out? The Kikli Rishon says, Chaim al Gavitzoni. And if I do Eroi, how much is the Eroi Kasher? The Kikli Rishon. So Mari Weil obviously holds. Yeah, but there's two different qualitative types of Kikli Rishon. There's a Kikli Rishon and a Kikli Rishon of Eroi. But if you think about it, you know, we get both of them from the same sugya. Where did Rishon get the idea that Eroi is Kedei Klipa? From the sugya of Tatagar. Where did we get the idea that you put a hot solid thing on a cold solid thing is Belay Kedei Klipa? From the sugya of Tatagar. They both seem to come from the same sugya. So who says, even though you're right, you can call a dumber gush hotter than Eroi? But they're really the same thing. There's something coming from a Kli Rishon landing on something cold. Who says that they are? Who says that they're any worse? Right? Dover Gush Mavliya Rak De Klipa De Tata'a Govar De Eroi Maflit De Klipa. So you have so many Stot and Lahakel that the general minigolam, again, I don't know what the minig is by the Kasir Hasidim, but the minig in America at least, and I think in most places in Israel also, the minig
Ha'olam is lahakel against this mishnah where we say we don't lichoshish this mariwild. So we have three tzavim lahakel against this mariwild. If people ask me, often I say, out of deference to this mishnah brurah and mariwild, you could add another chumra. You could say, well, if I'm in a kasha through iroi, not with mariwild, then don't put hot things on your counter at Pesach. That's another type of hot things you're not even using for hot. Many people don't put hot things on their counter or table anyway, depending on what your counter table is made of, right? Many people, they only put hot things on a trivet, and they don't put hot things on a counter. Okay, so, certainly yesh makom to make a compromise and say, I won't be back in my revile, but just to be on the safe side, I won't put hot things directly on my counter or my table. But in general, the minhag olam is not to be choshesh to Mari Wild.
Well, usually it puts down, I guess, like a small towel or something under a hot item. Like sometimes maybe a quarter of the thing hits on the counter or whatever, that would be choshesh for.
You mean you do that all year long?
Yeah.
No, all year long you have to be choshesh that you accidentally spill things sometimes. Come on, no matter how careful you are, things are going to spill all year long. I think no matter what you do all year long, you have to push these things.
Does it sell just to be more?
I'm just saying on Pesach, don't purposely put hot things down at your counter. Put it on a trivet. And if something spills, that's an accident.
I was connected to both the Mulubon that we spoke about earlier, like that we should do that Mulubon every time you've been Eroy.
No, that was if you were doing Eroy to things that were might have actually been in a Klirisha. That was for things that you actually could put in the pot. Here we're talking about tables and counters that clearly could not have gone. I mean, not Mia Tashmi, they clearly couldn't have actually gone into a pot because they're like attached. Yes. I'm not sure I'm following. Let me just point out what it's funny. Obviously, you can kosher sinks through Eroy also, right? Because sinks only absorb through Eroy. You never put a sink into a TV show. What if Mari Wild? What if you accidentally pour a Dover Goshen, spill a Dover Goshen into your sink? Yeah, I think the minigol is a kosher sink through Eroy, and not to be close to Mari Wild. That takes away your compromise before, and then we still use hot water in our sinks. Okay, the minigol, fine. The minigol not to be close to Mari Wild. Now, Noah was saying, maybe in our sinks we should be more machmir, he's saying. Because there are most, but no, because when we kosher our sink, we pour hot water directly onto every square inch.
But you also,
No, but that was when it lands in one place and then moves. But when we kosher, we pour it at each place.
No, but they can trade the chumets, not the irrigation.
Because of Irios Harbe, because you report many times. That was part of the story. Yeah, but we're not choshish for that. I mean, there's always room to be machmer, but Lamaisa, we're not. Lamaisa, that's true. What if you once accidentally dropped a double gush of chametz into your sink? The answer is we're not choshish for that. While we pass our sinks through your. Well, that's the sheet of Marshall, the double gush like the sheet of right? Because it doesn't have the Fanus Hamakaros, right? It doesn't take the shape of the walls of the Kli that it's in and get cooled off. But it's just funny to use this Marshal the way the Mari Wild does. I don't like using the Marshal that way because the whole point of the Marshal is after it already lands on the cooled thing, it doesn't get cooled off as much as the Eroy does. So the Marshal is not saying that as it's landing, it's hotter than the Eroy. Okay.
So what exactly do you do? I mean, when all the videos. So in Yiddish, Hebrew, and English, we did some research. It's either you pour it on that blue one that drips off that blue one onto the sink. So why is that? That's not really covering every square inch. Unless you pour the water, then you put that blue one on the water once on the sink. Like,
no, you move the Evan blue one around the sink.
But then it's kind of like splat. It's not like it's loaded.
Right, the truth is there are two different ways I've seen people do that blue one. Either you pour it right, like you pour it on it and have the Evan blue one right on top of it. Or you pour it on the Evamalub one and then trips onto this thing. Either way, the key is that when it goes onto the surface, when it goes onto the Kli, it's right next to the Evamalub one, which keeps it hot.
But then it's in this Nebula. It's like
No, because the Evan Lubon is like a new ish.
No, but then it drips off Evan Lubon and doesn't even...
No, because... Let's say you have a clean Rishon that's not touching the fire. It's 3 inches away from the fire. That's still considered a clean Rishon on the fire. So here, if you count the Evan Lubon as a fire, which remember, the Bir Allah says we only do Mir Lubon and Lachel, then if the water is near the Evan Lubon, even if it's near the Evan Lubon, it's near a fire. Anything near a fire counts as a Rishon.
It's not really a good hilah from the video that I've seen.
It doesn't
like,
matter because
no, it's flat. It doesn't cover the whole counter.
But it doesn't.
It's like hashtag power.
I didn't watch the videos. You have to remember. I'm from the generation where we read books. We didn't watch videos. But you'll show me. But I the way I always understood it, the Evan is you have to like move the Evan Lubon around everywhere and have water. Have the Evan Lubon go on the pole surface and pour water with the Evan Lubon and go.
It's not what the Mishnah Berurah seems to imply.
What?
Says, the Mishnah Berurah seems to imply that you just need to pour it up. He says,
exactly. We put the Evan Lubon in one place, then you move it to another place and you pour on it. Meaning you move it all over and pour it.
I thought the water just.
Yeah.
Oh, my assumption.
I think the way I was supposed to do it, one time when I was.
By the way, yeah, but neither like Eric Willink, he's very afraid of things, and he says you're not allowed to go skiing, and you're not allowed to play football, and you're not allowed to use an Evan Lubon. Just find a different sheet.
I answered myself. Actually.
See?
Okay. But yeah, so I had the Evan Lubon in the gravity hat, so it was shine, and then I put it in a really large pot of boiling water, and it was like exploded all the water.
No, that's a different use of Evan Lubon. That's not what we're talking about now.
Well, it's not this.
That's a different use of Evan Lubon. It's the same heft of Emeluba, but a different halachic concept. That's not what we're talking about now.
Okay.
Anyway, all right, just show me the videos. Let's go Viter a little. Okay, so that's very important. One other thing that I saw the Biden people see. This is the question is, can I rely on Eori to cash on my counters and tables? The answer is, there are two possible problems. One, practicing premises. If there are no practicing premises, you can rely on Eori. Two, the Mari Wild. The mics are not, we're making against the Mari Wild. So you could rely on Eori if you want to be Machmir. Then you would not rely on Eori. What would you do? Either Evan Lubon, or if you also have premises, cover it. Can you rely only on covering it? What if you want to only cover it and not do Eori at all? That's not discussed over here in the post-game. Can you rely only on covering it? Right? It's a valid question, no?
You've only seen one corner for that. But it's a place where the home is.
Enough without any Haggadah. So this, I've really only seen the Monday post. And for some reason, the Mishmur never discusses. Can I just cover it? We know in many places, right, Noach? Don't you have to kasher and cover your counters? Right, many people are going to kasher and cover them. I'm others tying them, double cover. I'm others tying up. That's true.
With that, I'm not kidding.
Okay. Baruch Hashem. I want to tie it just Eori is good enough without covering. Just covering good enough without Eori. So that depends, I saw in the Monday post game. How I like if you look in the Deer Show, I think they have a footnote on it here. I just didn't bring it with me. How well you cover it. If you just have a little covering, then that is not we would not rely on that, just a cloth or something. They'll see if they cover the cloth, they can have any more modern big things. But if you have a thick covering, like nowadays, everyone who covers their counters generally covers it with something thick. If you have a thick covering, that's good enough in and of itself because we assume the glee is not gonna get through the counter. From the counter through the thick covering. So nowadays, what do people use? We've got very, very expensive things, but even very cheap things. They use vinyl sometimes. What else do people use? Contact tape. They use.
Aveb and Yuchad.
What?
Aveb
and Yuchad, etc. If you use a nice thick cover, a nice strong cover, then covering alone is also good enough if it is strong, or if not, if you do a double cover. Okay, sorry, I should have brought it. So this is the deer shoe, known as the deer shoe here. But anyway, you should use a thick one anyway, because if you only use a very thick, strong one, it'll get ripped off the inside. But in those days, they always talk about cloths. Cloths are not such good covers. You know, if you spill something hot on the cloth, it just goes pretty through. Nowadays, we have, all the covers we use nowadays are waterproof, right? Nothing's going to get through. maybe something will seep under and connect, etc. Get a nice strong one, or a double covering. That's what we assume. Yes. Sorry.
So it's not a DNA fit.
If it's strong Or if it's a double covering, we assume that'll be good enough. You know, if it's a cloth, then no way. That's all the Mishnah Berurah story. He never imagined just covering it and then putting a hot food there. Because it's just a cloth, it's porous. But ours are strong and non-porous, and they're not going to rip. And if, you know, if you only have like silver foil, like a double covering, so it's fine. And that's what I was thinking, but then we're not machmer on the sink, right? If you, what if the double gush fell in your sink? Maybe double gush should never fall in the sinks. They do sometimes. Doesn't pasta sometimes fall in the sink? It's bound to happen. I'll retract and say just a minute is not to be machmer like the marigold. Okay, let's move on to chavalos. Chaviyo shel cheres shenachnum sheim. Maybe we'll skip some of the details here. Chaviyo shel cheres shenachnum shehar saorim mutarim behagaala o beiroi gimel yamim. Right, barrels of cheres that you kept shehar saorim is what we call beer. Right, not tumbleweed beer. The beer of the Amoraim was made of fermented dates. Now our beer is made of barley. Right, you never drink beer.
I do not.
Okay,
just kidding. I don't drink beer.
But if you drink beer, you taste the barley in it. No doubt. I do drink beer. B'shas hachak. What? And a shalom zacher. And a shalom zacher, I try to have revias of beer and a size of arvus. I also like, you know, if I don't want to sell something. Okay. Chaviyo shel cheres shenosmim shechos saorim. That's our beer, which is obviously chametz. Mutarim ba'agola be'ir gimel yamim. You can kash them through hagola or through iroi gimel yamim. What does iroi gimel yamim mean? It has nothing to do with iroi. I mean, other than coming from the same root word, nothing to do with what we call iroi root, right? Which is pouring hot water. Iroi to be shown. This is a different kind of iroi. How do we do this? Gimel yamim, right? You fill it with water for 24 hours, then you pour it out, fill it with water again for 24 hours, pour it out, fill it with water again for 24 hours, pour it out. And that's a sort of kibolo, it's kibolo kachpolto for, it's, okay, big machlokas, what it's for, but you can imagine that certainly when we paskin, what's the model for filling it with water for 24 hours? Reminds us of? Kavush, right? So, okay, why three times? Because we do have, the Shami talks about it, three times or something. We do find sometimes a such thing as three times in Shas. So, it's sort of a Kabbalah Kachpolto. The way we paskin, it is a Kabbalah Kachpolto for Kavosh. Right? But you need three times. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. So, you either do a Gola or you do Iri three times. How do you do a Gola to a barrel? You can't put a barrel in a Kli Rishon. So, The Rama says, "Hagolos shachovus yasim derechzei yulavin avonim yinid avim luban." You see, main bahan. And again, even though remember I said that we don't always rely on avim luban when you for sure need a tibishon, but over here, since it only absorb cold from kavash, keep your in the barrel for many months. Therefore, we rely on avim luban. You see, main bahan rotchem tibishon v'gagol shachovus yagala lekom bako. You put in the avim luban, you pour on it. On it, and you turn it around so that the Evan Lubin, the water goes on all parts of it. Okay, stop here. That is the, what's the Chiddush here? Is it a big Chiddush that if something absorbed through Kavush, you can do Hagala, you can Kashrut through Hagala? No, it's a big discussion in the Achronim here. What's stronger? Iri Gimel Yavim or Hagala? But, you know, more or less, we can understand that Kavush Kimavusha, right? So, clearly, if it absorbed through Kavish, it's very reasonable you can kashrut through Agala. Is it a big Kiddush that absorbed through Kavish, you can kashrut through Iroi of Gil Yamin? No, I mean, then the Gemara talks about the Marsha Yai Nesach, not Pesach. Iroi of Gil Yamin is not in the sense of Sachat, it's in the sense of Lazara. Yeah, that's the way to kashrut things that absorb. The big Kiddush here is that you can kashrut even though, what are we talking about?
Cheres.
Remember, Hagala doesn't work for Cheres? The big fish is, and Kagol doesn't work for Keres, then we think Kavosh Kamavushal, Iroi Gimel Yamim should work for Keres. The big fish here is, even though HaTorah Yidal Kli Keres Shemi Yotim Dofi Oli Olam, that's if it absorbed hot. But a Kli Keres that only absorbed cold can be kashered. That's the main Kiddush of this Sif and Shulchan Aruch. A Kli Keres that absorbed in Sonin can still be kashered. Okay. That's the Chiddush. Okay, it's I have no one to say about that other than that's the Masorah. There's actually a whole discussion, which we're not going to get into. Maybe wooden barrels are worse than cheres barrels. Why? Because the wooden barrels are made of many staves of wood and have much more crevices. Cheres barrels are made of one or two pieces. Okay, we're not going to get into the details. You can look in the Achronim. I just want to mention one chumra and one side point, and then the end of the Se'if. The one chumra is the Mishtaburin Simon Kuf Yud Zayin and Kuf Yud Ches brings down a shach. Right in Kuf Yud Ches, he explicitly says, I think Dad da das ha shach bi yordeis and Kuf Lam Heis and Kuf Lam Gimel. And in Simon Kuf Yud Zayin, you have to look in the Sharetzion to see he's quoting the exact same shach in Simon Kuf Lam Hei, Simon Kuf Lam Gimel, just two days in the shach there. The shach is, goes against everyone else. The shach goes against everyone else. What is the machlokas? But he sort of has to end up admitting 90%. The machlokas is, does Iwer Gibel Yamin, right? Technically, notice, Iwer means pouring out. We really mean soaking for 3 days. It just means you have to pour it out after each day and refill it. So we call it Iwer. Sometimes you have to call it Miloy for Iwer. You fill it up and pour it out. Fill it up and pour it out. Fill it up and pour it out. Okay, the Iker of Iwer Gibel Yamin doesn't mean you pour for 3 days. It means you soak it for 3 days, but you have to pour it out. It doesn't work in just soaking once for 3 days. You have to put in new water each time. Anyway, what about this idea of, let's call it Miloy ve'iroy gimel yamin? According to most achronim, it is similar. I'm not saying exactly the same. I'm not even saying similar. Right? According to most achronim, it is maflit lios shenivlu al yaday kabush kemevushal. Right, which makes a lot of sense. Zodok Kabbalah Kapolto. The Shach disagrees, although the Mishnah quotes the Shach in a way that seems like the machber for the Shach. Although we'll see, by the time the Shach gets through it, it's not so much of a chumer. The Shach disagrees. Says the Shach in Simon Kof Lamed Hey of Yerudea Sivkat Lamed Gimel, not Sivkat Sivkat Lamed Gimel, as Mishnah says. He says no. If you remember we had this when we discussed the Rihalavan, right? That a new Kli Cheres is actually Boleya even in less than a day. Right? Remember a new Kli Cheres in Sof Horus is Boleya even in less than a day? Says the Shach of Big Chiddush. Big Chiddush. It's only Maflit Blios Shenivlu. The Kli Cheres Chadash, the Pachos, me Ace Lace. Not Kavash Kemavushal, says the Shach, Kavash like Mavushal. If it's Mavushal, you need Haggadah, not Iwer Gimel Yamin. Says the Shach, Iwer Gimel Yamin doesn't work for Kavash. That's the big finish, the Shach in Simon Koflam and Ace Koflam and Gimel. Oh, he then asks himself, That's against a few things, including this talk to Shulchan Aruch Machaber right here. Obviously, you stored the beer there for more than 24 hours. So we have barrels. Of course, you kept the beer there for 24 hours. So why are we making here? And ask the Shach himself. So why are we making here? He's not arguing on the Machaber. He has two answers. Either number one, and here this is going to go a little against something I said a few minutes ago to Isaac, because maybe we're so mechamanda or that chametz is a tirabala, and somehow in that tirabala is more meikel, even though this is not what we find to be more about a tirabala. But, one, because there is a manda omar that chametz is considered hetera bala, and maybe that somehow makes it more meikel. Or number two, because it's eino ben yomo, and eino ben yomo is more meikel. This is only drabanan. Eino ben yomo is more meikel. That's what the Mishnah says. Because in Zion it says you should know yesh omrin that it's only if it's eino ben yomo. Otherwise, it wouldn't be meikel. And the Kuf Yud Ches, he would say, you should know, Yesh Omer, the Shach, that...
that by other Yisraelim wouldn't be made up. Only by Chavetz.
Okay, so that's the interesting Shach. The Shach is, it really, most of them disappear with the Shach. And it makes sense. This doesn't be modeled after Kavish. It should be the antidote to Kavish to Mufushal. Ah, Kavish like Mufushal? So, the answer is, okay, Milavir is also a little like Mufushal. It's not exactly like Mufushal. So Kavish also isn't exactly like Mufushal. Kavish is more or less like Mufushal. And Milavir 3 days is also more or less like Mufushal in a parallel fashion, and it's the antidote. The Shach says, no, it's not the antidote for Kavish to Mufushal. Only maybe in Chavitz. Or only maybe in Eino Menyomo. He's not sure. Those are two different alternative answers. And that's what the Shmur brings down here. Yes.
We say Eino Menyomo, does that mean you have 4 hours of contents, read 24 hours, and then start?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes?
The second year comes from regular research. And that's the first answer that we're only making here because
So he says because that's talking about water soaking. I hope I'm remembering correctly. There's more than one answer to that. Okay. One second. Here it is. So he says, so here's the big chiddush. He says that's only talking about kelim that you don't know that they kept wine in for 24 hours. Big chiddush. And etc. Here's the bunny line. Yoni Okay, that's the Shach. Big finish. Again, full day. Further, but the Mishabura is Mashabim. Another interesting point that the Mishabura pointed out here, and this is one of these fascinating cases. Someone should make a list of these. Yeah? Everyone would not allow that. All the postmen. Meaning they're shown and it could be there's some sheet to that. What all the postmen would not allow that? Everyone agrees Milu here is not modestly quoting the Bible. Right? So. But still not. Let me add this. That's the thing. Everyone says it's not mamish the same as Haggadah. Oh, when I say everyone, I mean, by the time we get to the post. Okay. This is one of the interesting things. Someone should make a list at some point of the tension between sort of practical scientific research. I mean scientific, modern scientific method. I just mean observing things versus, using the clone that were nimser to us. Being the Chomer, being the Kula, what do you do in your clashes? Here, there's an interesting Mishaburu, who's also just quoting all the earlier Chronim, Simon Kof Chav, who says, how about whiskey bottles? He says, what's the problem? Whiskey bottles, even after you kasher them with Haggadah, they still have the smell and taste of whiskey in them, meaning the absorption in whiskey bottles is so strong that it's really, really impossible to touch. Now, it's interesting. You might have said, who cares? Halacha is halacha. Interestingly, the Mishnah Berurah says here that he quotes in the Achrona that whiskey bottles, Haggadah doesn't work because it still has the reich and time of whiskey. However, if you boil them with detergent in a way that gets rid of the taste and smell of the whiskey, then it's okay. Okay, nowadays, who's going to bother kashering whiskey bottles anyway? But it's just interesting, I thought, that the Ruach of Chav, because here he is, he has a tension between the Halach and the Haggadah, which say it works, and the Metzias, which says, no, this whiskey is somehow stronger. And he goes with the Metzias, the Chumra. Okay, the end of the Rama says, who be the Eved? He says the Rech and the Tam. It's not clear to me. He says Rech and Tam. The simple shot that they go together. Simple shot if they go together. You do have this. Someone told me once that they, even though, how about this, for example? Let's say you keep dry things in a kli for a long time. Is it nivlen to the kli? We paskin? No. Someone told me they had cloves. You know what cloves are? They had cloves in a glass jar sealed and accidentally forgot it for 20 years. And then when they found it, the glass absorbed the color and the reyach of the cloves, and they couldn't leave it. Okay. What?
They are
charif, but even charif things, we assume that, certainly b'diavad, that if they're dry, they won't be niflah into the kli. There's no dust or anything. Okay, interesting. Anyway, thank you. Says the Rambo, b'diavad and nasun yayin o'dvash v'lagala, b'diavad, if you put wine or honey into your beer barrels, without kashrut at all, rakshi d'chan heite t'chila, you just wash them, moto l'shmenu pesach, you can drink the dvash or yayin on Pesach. Why? You can kashrut at all. You put your dvash or yayin in a chametz de kli. Why is that? Why does the Mishnah Berurah say, why does the Ramah say that that is okay? The Mishnah Berurah quotes because of, there are many reasons in the acronym, but one of them is that the Mishnah Berurah quotes knowing the Ramah is Hamlet Gam. Because beer and wine is all, well, beer and wine is always lufgam, and even in dvash, if it was ein ben yomo, it's lufgam. But then he points out something interesting. Don't misunderstand this Rama. I would have misunderstood this Rama. I would have said, this just means drinking on Pesach, stop. No. If you leave it in the barrel over Pesach, then it gets a nubli on Pesach. And what happens if it gets a nubli on Pesach? Even Tam lufgam is also for Ashkenaz on Pesach. So it becomes chametz. The Taz also says maybe it's only for a tiny plea, it doesn't matter. Based on a tiny plea, is also lesser. So really what this Ramah means, don't misunderstand the Ramah. He means, b'dieved, if you kept your other liquids in this barrel and you have a heter of tam lifgam before Pesach, and you took them out of the barrel before Pesach, then they're Pesach thick. If you leave from the barrel of Pesach, then every day there's a new plea. And that new plea will make it lesser, because on Pesach, even tam lifgam, even mashahu, is chametzik. Okay, chametz. Any kelim that you used for matzah cold, so if you use them, sorry, if you use them for chametz cold, then were they bolea? No, I mean you just stop with cold chametz on them. So then you can use them for matzah even hot, because they're totally pesachtik. Even cheres. Chutz mi beis seor ubeis haroses, except remember the phrase from Zakasha, ben yom nami yuhat for a minute. Except for Beis Sa'or, the place where you keep your sourdough, and Beis Haroses, the place where you keep your Haroses, which remember, it's not exactly our Haroses, it was made with flour and very sharp spices. So it was flour and harifus. Because those have a chimutz kasha, and they're boleya even in cold. If you keep your wine or dvash, again, by dvash, they do what we call honey. They meant honey beer, right? Honey bed. If you keep it in the barrel, then Mangan Amram says it's not going to be chametz, it gets a tam lufgam. And the other come to say also it gets a small tam and it's both of a shishim, it's only a small tam, etc. But that's if you take it out of the barrel before Pesach. If you leave it in this beer barrel over Pesach, then it'll become Pesach thick. Because when you leave something soaking in the barrel, every day it becomes from a bushel. Every day it gets more time out of the barrel. And therefore, when Pesach comes, it'll soak for 24 hours on Pesach, it'll get a little time out of the barrel. And even if that time is very small, or even if it's still some time with gam, it'll still be usher, because on Pesach, it's also ramashu, even with gam. And therefore, if you leave it in the barrel over Pesach, it'll become chametz thick. No, here's Tony, if you didn't kosher the barrel. Right, this one was if you didn't kosher the barrel at all.
Isn't the concept of the beer you're showing that it's only you only get a certain
amount of water? That's if you use water and if you switch it three times. We don't know if that's true with wine or with dvash, and that's definitely not true if you leave for the same liquid for 3 days.
Whatever you got.
No, but meal doesn't work if you soak it for 72 hours. You have to switch the water every 24 hours.
Because you're only going to get a certain amount of meals with that water.
Yeah.
So here too, if you only have one, if you don't switch the water, you're going to have to get more meals per day.
Yes, you are. You're just not going to get all of them. You are the chumash, just not the kula. Okay, chafes. Kala kamel fields on cheres, shetams, and chavets, and sonning, bunch of times, and matzah, and fil bacham, chutz mi beis seor ubeis haroses she'af al pi shalom ishtam shem chametz al butzone. Even though you only kept cold sourdough or cold haroses there, also ishtam shem matzah b'chamim, they now become chametzik and you can't use hot matzah there.
It's not working much, right?
Okay, you can't use hot matzah there. But you can still use it for cold matzah, because even though it became chametz stick, you can still keep cold in it, because what's the problem putting cold on a chametz stick plate? Except, remember what we said about the yeast spores? You can put matzah there. But you can't knead on them, because when you knead on them, even though they don't get a tam of anything, the yeast spores will be memahir the chimots, and then it's not that when you knead on them, your matzah will get a tam chametz from the kli. Your matzah will become chametz in and of itself, which is much worse. So it gets a yeast spore from the kli, or in their language, it gets koach chimots from the kli. The chol zevelo agala. That's only if you don't do agala. Vayidei agala filu beis or v'haroses mutarim v'meinu shalcheres. But if you do agala, you can do agala to the beis or in the haroses, as long as they're not cheres. Well, shalcheres l'mani agala, but cheres agala doesn't work. So we have masora. That the Torah says agala doesn't work for cheres. V'afilu neshamim shem chametz al butzonei. So if it's cheres, even if you only use matzah on it cold, then lo yishtam shem matzah. Afilu b'tzonei. Then you can't use matzah even b'tzonei. Let me get back to that in a moment. That depends on the different gersos in the Gemara. Let's first point out, what do we see here? It's a little funny. What should the Ramah have said here? What should the Ramah have said so far? The Ramah. The Mechaber said, if you only use it, let's read you, you only use it to hold cookies in cold, then you can use it even for hot matzah, because it never became chametz stick. Unless you use it to hold cold sabor or haroses, then it becomes chametz stick, and you can't put hot matzah in it. You can put cold matzah, but you can't knead in it. Unless you do agola, then agola kashrus it. But for charis, agola doesn't work. What should the Rambam have objected to? Should have said, we Ashkenazim.
We
don't use agola for meat, so remember what he said by meducha? He was machmir like Rashi, that you need libun for meducha. So why doesn't the Ramah say you need Liban here? That's a big machlokas. Why didn't the Ramah say that you need that you need Liban here? So here it's a machlokas being the it's not really a machlokas between the Taz, the Magen Avraham. The Taz says, he understood that the Mechaber is talking about things it was impossible to do Liban. That's why he goes to Machber to do Liban. And the Magen Avraham said, you do have to do Liban. Yeah, he meant you have to do Liban. He doesn't really totally explain himself, the Magen Avraham. He didn't totally explain himself. I think what he meant is, the Ramah relied on what he said earlier of having to work the Magen Avraham, and you need to do Liban. He relied on what he said earlier that you need to do Liban. Okay, the Mishnah agrees the Magen Avraham. There's no machlokes in din between Magen Avraham and Taz. They both point out, according to Minhag Ashkenaz, you need the Chachila to do Liban. If you can. Just the Taz says, maybe the Ramah was quiet because this is the case where you can't. And Magen Avraham, the Mishnah implied maybe the Ramah was quiet just because he already told you once and he figured you'd remember from 5C from ago. Okay, the end of this. Now, the end of this, there are two different yersos. The Mishnah and Kuflamid Beis bring two different yersos, which have to do with two different yourselves in the Gemara in Pesachim, where this is coming from. What did the Gemara in Pesachim say? The Gemara in Pesachim said that one of the two different yourselves. Sorry. What are the two different yourselves? One yerso was kol hakelim shenishdamish mish. I was wrong. Forget exactly the lashon. Kol hakelim shenishdamish. Shenishdamish bahem matzah bitzonein mishdamish bahem. Sorry. chametz betzone mishtanish bahem matzah chutz mi base saor who base chavrus. Right? So, according to this girsa, right? According to this girsa, what does that mean? This means that, according to this girsa, what does that mean? This means that, if you used what's called chametz, according to Girsa 1, can even use for hot matzah. It's totally chametz then. And according to Girsa 1, you can't use for hot matzah, but you can use for cold. That's Girsa 1. However, there's another Girsa. What's Girsa 2? Girsa 2 is the riff and the Rambam. This most Rishonim. However, the riff and the Rambam add one word. They add the word bitsonim. We'll call it Girsa 2. According to Girsa 2, what are we saying? According to Girsa 2, we're saying you can use it for cold, except for Beit Zohar and Beit Charoset. In which case, what are we saying? You can't use even for cold matzah. Matzah meaning Pesachim food. You can't use even for cold matzah, right? Because normally you can use for cold, but not Beit Zohar and Beit Charoset. That you can't use for cold matzah. What about this? Here, the Rishonim are a little bit in doubt. Here's a two. Maybe the question is in Girsa 2 and the Adam's word bitsone, is that only to be going on the seifa or also change the ratio? So we change the ratio. Any kli you use for cold chametz, you can use for cold matzah, but a beit zohar you can't use for cold matzah. How about the ratio? Does that mean if you use the chametz bitsone, you can use for cold matzah, not hot matzah? Or no, this word is only coming to reveal the seifa. So maybe, but we're not sure. Maybe you can't use for hot matzah. Maybe, but we're not sure. We're not sure if that extra word is only coming to change the seifa, which it definitely is, or also coming to change the ratio. It has to change the seifa. You can use for tzomim, but not beit zohar, which you can't use for tzomim. It doesn't have to change the ratio. You could say the ratio, you can use it being becham and being tzomim. Or you can say the ratio, you can use it for tzomim, but not becham. What does the mechaber say, like Girsa 1 or like Girsa 2? So far, the mechaber really sounds like Girsa 1. And if you look in the Mishavurus of Kavim Kavlan and Beis, where it's the Girsa, look, Shetam Shem Kama Kamatza Elabitzone, the Girsa in Kavlan and Beis Mishavura says the Girsa, the Bach and the Prichadash, is straight out Girsa 1. Ah, he normally follows the Ramah, the Rif, the Ramah, but here he didn't. He says, a Beit Zohar and a Beit Haroset, even though you only use them for cold chametz, even though you only use them for cold chametz, you can only use them for cold matzah, but you can use them for cold matzah. So this is Girsat Bach Uprichadosh in the Mechaber. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, there's another Girsat, Yesh Gorsin. And in the footnote Shar Tzion on the bottom, he says, "Kene yigirz of a kamei surface of an earth with nei ha'achronim b'kach masma ba'ula Shabbos b'rola v'agua gamkin tzadikim." Okay, kach masma. He's not sure, but he thinks it was another girsa. Is what we have, and this is what we have, of course. Afilu b'tzoni lo yishamish v'matza. Afilu b'tzoni. You can't even use kol. This is the girsa shalanu b'mechaber, which the Mishavur says was in many achronim is girsa b'mechaber. So you have two girsas. This, we don't have any such girsa in the Mechaber. So when it comes to the Reisha, the Mechaber didn't go with that maybe. He said, if you just use it to put cold cookies, it's totally Pesach-thick. You can do whatever you want with it on Pesach. However, in the Sinat Somachar, say if you put cold cookies, it becomes Chametz-thick. That's too much of a chumrah. However, in the sefer, the two versos in Machaber, maybe he meant lo yishtamish from element zonin. You can only use it cold, or maybe he meant you can't use even cold, which is what's printed in my Machaber, what's printed in your Machaber. Element zonin. Oh, what do I have in my Shulchan Aruch? That's what I have in my Shabrua. I have a filu. You have ella?
Yeah, fire.
Ah,
that's the ground here.
I thought they called it as like a non.
What?
I thought they called it as like a non-cold because the other two double methods.
No, I think it's just different. So okay, so I don't know who's gears to show on. You have lo yishtamish v'matza. Matzah.
Ella
b'tzonei. Well, I have a filu b'tzonei. I have a filu b'tzonei in my Mishnah Berurah and in my Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Gersa Shali.
Means the fire not touch.
Which Mishmur? Okay. Let's put it this way.
My dad's off.
Gersa Ola Shabbos Uv Be'er Hagola B'machad. Halacha L'maisin is very important because we've already seen this. It's going to become a familiar friend to us. It's about to become a familiar friend. How does it become a familiar friend? Because what is the machlokas in these two gersos? And there's nothing yeast for. They both agree you can't need matzah there. In the old days, they made their matzah at home. What's the machlokas? Machlokas is, can you use a treif Ficheres for kosher food ba'arai, because the Mishnah Berurah writes that there's also a ba'arai, but kfiyas we don't. Remember we saw this in the Shach and everyone else? We paskin that a treif kli, sorry, for kosher cold food ba'arai. Remember we said, the Shach said, the aleph, of course you can put cold food in treif kli, what's the problem? But remember, there are Amon Kof Chof Aleph, not the Kvias. And then he said, Ava by Klicheris for Macher Eden, but Arayim can't put cold food in a tray of Kvias Xenra. Where did he get that from? He got that from here. According to this Girsa, even though it's Treif, you can put cold food, even though it's a tray of Klicheris. According to this Girsa, once a tray of Klicheris, you can't put cold food. So the mainstream reason was because of Xenra. You might have hot food because you can't kasher. This is exactly the Machlokas that we saw earlier. And we're Macher in this Machlokas. Right? Lamaisa. We are Machmirim. Even all year long. Not only Chomer de Pesach, we're Machmir even all year long. We assume it's not Chomer de Pesach. After all, if it's in the Gemara, it shouldn't be Chomer de Pesach. And it's one Gersa in the Gemara. We're Machmir like more Machmir Gersa. Once the Harris is trained, you can't even buy a rye put cold food there. And this is where it came from when we discussed it in Siman Sadi Aleph. No, that's exactly what Rishonim say. It's not specific to Beit Sor. It's just an example. It's specific to Beit Sor that it became chametz stick without heat. But it would be the same if it was a pot. You don't have to agree, but that's what Rishonim say. You don't have to agree, that's what Rishonim say. Okay, Lemaisa by Chomer de Pesach were even more machmir than any Gersa in the Gemara. What's our meaning of Chomer de Pesach? Let's just finish up the Sif. There's a quote from at least as far back as the Rif. I'm not sure maybe if this quote goes back further than the Rif. Nowadays, our minig is, we don't on Pesach use old klicheres at all, no matter what. Cold, hot, doesn't make a difference. Don't use klicheres for Pesach, no matter what, if unless they're brand new. Okay, so our minig of coming to Pesach is we just don't even get into it when it comes to klicheres. Okay. Adds the Ramah, the Tanner shall Beis Achorif. How about they used to make out of Cheres, the Tanner in the Beis Achorif. Beis Achorif was the room where they would heat in the winter. And there was an oven there. Dino Kikli Cheres, it's like Kikli Cheres, because it's also made of Cheres. But also, Lassum Dashum Daral Tanner Pesach, and you can't put anything on top of the oven on Pesach. What did they do? They were putting it on top of the oven to warm up. You can't put anything on top of the oven on Pesach to warm up, because you warm up you put bread there to warm up all your wine, and you can't put anything to warm up on Pesach. The big discussion that you don't see Caleb here about a lot of the Yadim of Kashrus, which I won't go into, just make 2 points. Number one, they all say, what if you don't put your food there on Pesach to warm up? You just put a pot of food on Pesach to warm up. What's the halacha?
I think that it's better because it's shade.
Exactly. They say it's the same as all your long. You don't, we don't do it. But the Eved, Leah doesn't open there with that rope up. The Shabbos Kiddush is that even though Pesach has many things that are more machmir, this isn't one of them. Basically, the way they see it was this. On Pesach, when it was a mashu of asers, but wherever not even a mashu of Kliya goes through, is much even on Pesach. And not even a mashu doesn't go from Kliya to Kliya without Rav Tev. Okay, they also discuss how to kasher an oven, etc., discuss Tzeya, but they all say, why isn't it kasher? Because you put a fire in the oven. The answer is because the fire is inside the oven. The Kliya is outside the oven, on top of it. The fire in the inside doesn't kasher the Kliya that came from the outside. Fire only kasher the Kliya if it's coming from the inside. Kaf Gimel. Kli Cheres HaMetzuvim Hito Zuchuchis. Whoa, this is my Simchon Yom. This is our kitchens. All of our Kli Cheres HaMetzuvim Hito Zuchuchis. Right? They're glaze. Pottery. That's all of our dishes, right? All normal dishes, whether you call them fancy china or teak dishes, you know, are all glazed pottery. Inside their Kli Cheres, what they call bone china, or whether they're called stoneware, whatever they're called, they're Cheres. Bone china doesn't mean it's made of bones. I mean, that's Cheres with some chemicals that probably once upon a time came from bones, maybe nowadays. You know, it's all Cheres that's glazed. What's the din of glazed Cheres? So says the Machaber, this, the Gemara discusses this, not in Sefs of Sachin, in Sefs of Odazara, Klei Kunya. It's a Machlokes, Rashi, and Tosos, what Kunya means. What does Kunya mean? The Gemara decides Klei Kunya Arbalea, says Rashi. Anyone know what Rashi says Klei Kunya means? No, that was the other word in the Gemara, which is escaping me right now. Klei Kunya, Rashi says, Cheres Mitsupe the Avar. What is Avar?
Lent.
Okay, again, don't try this at home. I think it life causes brain damage in kids. But Cheres Mitzuba Ba'avar, that was very common. They would glaze it with lead. What does Rabbi Yotam and most Rishonim say? Okay, Cheres Mitzuba Be'zechuches. Okay, how do we paskin? The Shulchan Aruch never says, I'll paskin to you what the word kunya means. But if you look at the Beis Yosef, if you see he's paskin what the word kunya means, he says, Cheres Mitzuba Be'zechuches. Play kunya. And we paskin that it means glazed cheres. Basically, we paskin it's in the Gemara. The Gemara says kunya. We're not sure what it means, but we say it means glazed cheres. So it's in the first Gemara that glazed cheres is aser. Klei cheres hamtzuk mihitok zechuchet dinam kikli cheres. Count like a kli cheres. Why do they count like a kli cheres? After all, they're glass. And according to the Machaber, is glass bolea? No. So why would they count like kli cheres if glass isn't bolea? Why not say this cheres is inside? The cheres doesn't touch the food. The glass touches the food, and the glass is not bolea. So why? So what are the two explanations? Says the Mishnah Brura, quoting the Rush. Says everyone quoting the Rush, but I'll read it from the Mishnah Brura. Very important. He says, in Kuflam Zayin, Hacha came to Mechupa ala Keres with Nitzrafimo Bekitshon Boletvei. Since the glass is on Keres and was forged on the Keres in a kiln, it's more Bolea. Meaning, glass on Keres takes on the properties of Keres. That's what the Rosh says. In the Bir Alachi, he quotes a different shot from Tosos. That if you look at Tosos, he says, because it's so thin. If it's so thin, then it's not, then it's still going to be Bolea. So why does the glass protect it? Tupshatan says the Rush, which is the mainstream Deya, that glass on Cheres becomes like Cheres, and says Tosfos, because it's very thin. Okay, here, I'll just, okay, we have to, Dama Shatashit here. Since I made Aliyah, I think Yitzhak Abadi has become one of the biggest posts in YU. Rav Abadi says, I don't know if he says it for pizza. He's so kashrus. He says, all our dishes nowadays can't become treif. Even if you put treif on them, you can develop whatever, they're all kosher. He says, why? because you don't put our dishes in a clean bichon. You just put hot things on the dish. Hot things on the dish are only mafliya to the klipa. And the klipa is glass and it's not malaya. He says the mechaber just meant that if you cook with it and the whole thing is malaya, then it can't be captured. But if all you do is chamal gavitzone and at the mekali molik the klipa and tata gavar, then, meaning our body would say, I admit, if you put your dish on top of your pot, there'll be treif. But if you just put hot things on your dish, they only treif on the top leaf, and the top leaf is glass, and glass, not bolea. That's where our body says all of our dishes nowadays are always kosher. You can't treif them up unless you put them on top of the hot food, which is not a common thing to do. That's Rabbi. He is assuming, like Tosfos and Pshat, and it's not clear what Tosfos means. Tosfos means because it's thin, it's bolea? Or because it's very thin, what's underneath is bolea? It doesn't protect what's underneath it. He's assuming that the slur of the mechaber is that the glass is thin and doesn't protect the cheres from being bolea. Ah, but if it's only tata gavar, then the cheres can't be bolea anyway. That's where the body's a big kula. You could disagree with it for two reasons. A, maybe what Tosfos means to the thin is bolea. Or, really, this Tosfos is only quoting the Bir Halacha. All the Achronim pass like the Rush. The Rush is what's in the Mishnah Berurah. The Rush is what's in all the Achronim. Only the Bir Halacha discovered that Tosfos sounds differently. Not discovered, it's Tosfos. But according to the Rush, no. Any glazed pottery, the glass itself counts as cheres. And the glass itself is bolea. That's very clear. The Rush said the glass itself is bolea. So that's why we do not pass in like Rav Abadi on this. Rav Abadi says the mechaber doesn't mean the glass is bolea. Just the cheres underneath is bolea. But if it's the chamal gavitzonei, then the bleed doesn't reach the cheres underneath, so it's okay. But that's not what we possibly like the Rush. Most Achronim quote the Rush. When the glass is on cheres, the glass also becomes bolea, and therefore we are machmer on that.
Why are we saying that preclude Rav Abadi's pshat? Why can't I just get paid for something with klipa?
Because then it would be treif. Because it's bolea klipa. He wants to say the glass is still not bolea, it's just the cheres underneath. The question is, what did the mechaber mean? Right? What did the mechaber mean? Right? Did the mechaber mean? Here's two ways of understanding. Says Rav Abadi, how do you spell Abadi?
A-B-A-D-I.
The glaze is not bolea, only the cheres underneath is bolea. What? How does he get there? He thinks it's a good svara.
That's
how you get Tosfos. Because the glass is so thin, it can't protect what's underneath it. It's funny, no? I mean, it's possible, but funny. Not such a good svara. Again, unless I'm misquoting him. Meaning he wrote it very tersely.
Hey, the glass is covering the whole surface. There's no way to get underneath. You're saying that it goes through.
It can slip through the glass without being influenced in the glass. That's funny, no?
Yeah.
The simple shot is that.
Physics.
No. The glaze. What?
It happens all the time.
Oh, yeah? Okay. But the post. The post can say the glaze is bolea. In which case, therefore, even if it's chamal gavitzonei, it's not going to help you. The glaze will feel there, and that's why the main shiur is not like Rav Abadi. I guess if you're a Talmud Nova Berurah Simon, then you'd be a Mekel.
In regular case, as regular glass is not very thin. Why isn't that way to make people work better? Like, why would it be just the glass is thin that you like?
Because maybe some things, when they're thin, are less strong than if they're thick.
Now that's thick, it's not even people like
it. Maybe that's what Tosfos means. But in any case, the Rush is clearly against Rav Abadi, right?
I'm saying even for the Mechaber, though, it should come out the regular glass field.
No, I'm saying most of them assume the Mechaber is based on the Rush. Okay.
Does the Rush also rely on it being thin?
No, I don't think so. You have to look at the Lashon, but I don't think so. He just relies on being forged with the pottery. Like melded into the pottery. Okay, look, it is an interesting question. I'm not sure which way the scientists would go. They might go for everybody. I'm not sure. Yes, I am. But in any case, the minhag of psak is not like that. Okay, agav, since we pass on like Rabbeinu Tam, that punya means if it's glazed, and what if it has metal on it? Is that any different? So that's a big machlokas. The Mordechai says if it has metal on it, that is more kal than if it has glass on it. Which makes sense according to the Rosh. Like, yeah, glass is like cheres, so it can melt into the cheres. Metal is still different. Halach l'maisa, though, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from Magen Avraham, that even if it's glazed with metal, we still assume it's a problem. But nowadays, we don't have that anymore. Ends the Ramah. Let's run a little. Some people just don't use glazed kalim at all. Don't even use brand new glazed china on Pesach. That means you can't buy dishes for Pesach. Luckily, only if you're machmer, if you live in a place that minhag, we don't have that minhag. What was the reason for that minhag? There are two opinions in the Achronim. One opinion is because they used to use, what did I say, Subin bran? They used bran to make the glaze, and they didn't heat it up so much. So maybe it was bolea, the chametz from the bran. You know, bran is part of the wheat. And it wasn't hot enough to be libun. So either one shot is the minhag was because they used bran in the glaze. Okay, that doesn't apply nowadays. The other shot is because maybe it was a used kli, and they glazed it to make it look new. And therefore, you always have to suspect it was used. You remember we saw that once before. Okay, nowadays we don't suspect either of those. Chaf Dalet.
That was from metal?
What? In general, no, there's the glaze with glass.
Okay.
But that's only, we don't have them in it. Chaf Dalet, Kli Eitzim, Super Sam, Monash, Akorin, Barnes, Kli Eitz that are painted with a paint called Barnes. I'm not sure what that is. Dinam, that's for Pygon, so I don't know in his language what that meant. Maybe I should. Dinam, Ki Kli Cheres, they count as Kli Cheres. Whoa. Painted kalim, painted wood counts as glicheris. Not exactly sure what the svara is. What the svara is. Why painted wood would count like cheris? Lemaisa in the Sefer Agolas Kalim, he wants to say that would mean that any painted wood, you can't kasher. The Sefer Agolas Kalim, he wanted to say no. He means only if it might have been used for chametz and then painted. Because then it would be like, if there was chametz before the patch, it needs libun, and you can't leave it to wood because it was flammable. But if it was painted first and then used for chametz, you can kasher it. That's the Sefer Golos Kalim says, and that's what we assume, that it just means that if you had a chametz big dish and then painted it, now it's too late. But if that whoever does that, you buy something painted in the hardware store, the houseware store, and then you cook chametz in it, so we assume that that's the case where you can do agola, and the mechaber didn't need to be machmer in that case. Some people, places, they have the minhag. It seems to be the same minhag, not to use painted kelim, even if they were new, or if they are glazed with tin. Again, the exact same minhag, and Mishnah Berurah brings the same reasons, either because they use bran to paint it, and it becomes chametz thick, or because it might be a used kli and they're just pretending it's a new kli because it's painted or coated with tin. L'maisa, we are not machmer on that. They don't use bran to process our kalim, and if you go to a normal store, they won't sell you a used kli that they painted and make it look new. I don't know where you buy kalim nowadays, Bed Bath & Beyond. Then all the kalim there that look new really aren't. Okay, chafe. Kol kli ashtia. Any drinking utensils, ben kosos, ben tzlochis ben kosos, when the pitchers or cups, mutarim b'shtifa, you just have to rinse them off. Ben shem shel zechuchis, ben shem shel eitz, whether glass or wood, why? Ben shem atachas or metal, ben shem shel cheres, even if they're cheres. V'yafi shel fam nos mehem lechem cham, even though what about sometimes they might have dipped hot bread in it, they used to dip hot bread in their drinks. I've never seen anyone do that nowadays. How can you say just rinse off the drinking glasses and pitchers because they're only used for cold? What if someone dipped half bread in it? Came into Rov Tashmishan element, so many sagas shtifa. Machaber, Spartan, go back Rov Tashmishan. Clearly, the Rov Tashmishan is the cold, so you just rinse it off cold. So, Halta Bukhalkia, like a Rov Tashmishan. Adds the Ramah, Miriish Machmira, Machmira, Suchanagala, Machinogin. Okay, there's just Lashitasam in Seif Vav, right? Meaning, Spartan say that you go by Rav Tashmisho. Ashkenaz, I'm saying Lechachin the word Machmer, even for Mio Tashmisho. So that explains this Ramah. The Mishnah Berurah gives you one little kula here. He says, in Kof Nun, you could also do Milu V'Irud for 3 days. Even though normally something is used for half, we don't rely on Milu V'Irud. Since here it's only Mio Tashmisho and it's only Chash, we are Mekel. Okay. Chafav. Please, this is what we've been waiting for, but Binyamin, I'm going to need you to get the word. How about glass? Big machlokas about the status of glass. What's the main reason to be mach? Well, what are the two shitas about glass that are quoted by the Beis Yosef? They're Aviyah and Rabbi Yechiel. Rabbi Yechiel is Rabbi Yechiel Mikaris. What is? What is the sheet of the Rav Yah and what's the sheet of Rabbeinu Yechiel about glass? Right, what does the Rav Yah say about glass?
It is
really?
It's not the
one. No. What Rabbeinu Yechiel is also Ashkenazic.
Oh, that I wasn't sure about.
Rabbeinu Yechiel meet Paris.
Oh.
Right? Right? You've never been to Paris?
I have.
Okay. So you know it's an Ashkenaz. I went out on one year. But I knew he was a cultured fellow.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously. Okay. Says the Rav Yah.
I didn't see one.
Eino Bolea Klal. It's not Bolea at all. Meaning it's better than any other plea in the world. You don't need to have it at all. It's a get out of jail free card. What's the reason behind the Rav Yah? Because it's very smooth. He brings his main thing to be smart. He says there's a Gemara about being Balea Dam that says the heart muscle. I mean, you ever remember you learned this in like elementary school or high school or something and forgot it, that there's three kinds of muscle and I forget the words for them, and one of them is only heart muscle and super smooth. No? It doesn't ring a bell? In like 8th grade? Yeah, same thing. Anyway, Lisa. The heart muscle is super smooth, it's not Balea Dam. Says the Rav Yah. From here we see smooth things are not Balea, so we say that glass is not Balea. The other, the Rishonim add a much better makor for the Rav Yah. The Rav Yah's makor has to do with the heart muscle being Balea Dam, nothing with glass. So a first Avos Rabbi Nassan. Avos Rabbi Nassan is a total tangent, says these are properties of things that like go one way or the other way or not either way, etc. And says, glass is not Balea or Polit. Nothing glass, not Balea or Polit. Okay, that seems to be good raya for this. So it's a svara of Shia plus an Avos Rabbi Nassan. Avos Rabbi Nassan? Time of the Amorim. The Maseches Ketanos are from no, then the Rabbi Nassan would call it Avos Rabbi Nassan. the, you know, svara kemo lev Deshia, right? Plus Avos Derabi Nasa.
His parish and others called him Avos. Cheated off.
Who's the parish?
The
Oh, yeah? Okay. Yeah. But saying at a certain point, you have to recycle. Everyone does.
Yeah.
Okay. What does Rabbi Yechiel say? Rabbi Yechiel says, it's Kamo Cheres, meaning it's Bolea, the E.F. Shar. Lehagilo. It's so Balea that you can't even kasher. What's his reason? What's his reason?
It's created in the same way.
Exactly, which the Gemara Shabbos says, well, your goats are tomate. Because how do you make cheres? You take sand, you take dirt, and you make it with water and forge it in kelim. How do you make glass? You take sand, you mix it with dirt and water, and you forge it in a kelim. It's just that there's more quartz in the glass, which makes it glass instead of Paris, or something like that. Anyway, Svara is that it's made like Paris. Not that he makes this up. The Gemara says that Atom Batara, their golds are Tomar plays Kuchis, because it's like Paris. Of course, that has nothing to do with Pleos. That's just doing the zero of what it looks like. Okay. What could you have said is an in between Shita? Remember, based on the riff about Kli Avanim. What?
It's Bolea
like metal. Not like metal, like the default materials, right? What they're saying, anything not mentioned shots one way or the other is Bolea, but you can kosher it. Right? They say Evan is Bolea, but you can kosher it. Kli Glovim is Bolea, you can kosher it, etc. That maybe you could have said the middle Shita. Bolea. The Efshar Lehachshiro. And what would the Sfer be? The Sfer would be that this is the default rule, the way we paskin, about Etzem, remember Etzem and Evan for all Kalim. All Kalim doesn't say that's a default rule. Okay, the Beis Yosef quotes no one who says this. The Makarik quotes no one who says this. The Ramah quotes no one who says this. Who's the first person who quotes a Rishon who says this? We'll find out. Okay, let's read the Mechaber. Says Mechaber, to Yizuchuk ha-Vilo ha-Kniso l'kiyum va-Filo mishnamash v'chamin, even if Yizuchuk ha-Kiyum means you store for a long time, long-term storage, right? Kavash k'mabusho. Even if you manage cooking it, ain't tzar shum hechsher, she'enem bolin, they don't need any hechsher, it's not bolea, that's why I started by saying, yeah, use the same glass for meat and milk, for kosher trade, for Pesach, and all year long, no problem. Obviously, they rinse off, just make sure, you know, no little bit of bread got stuck to them, just to be on the safe side, you know. But yeah, this part is the same glass for Pesach. Well, v'shtiv v'amasag, just rinse it off. That is the mechaber. That's the mechaber. After a mavi yesh machmir, of course, what would work for it if it was like Keres? Libot, remember, Libot works for Keres, but that's not really going to help us, because I can't imagine any kind of glass that's really going to withstand Libra. Right? It's not going to help us so much. Okay, so Agala doesn't work. That's our meaning in Ashkenaz in all of our countries. Okay, this is the Ramah. We'll make it more complicated in Amo. But this is the Ramah. Okay, he adds, apparently we don't have this nowadays. It's not fashionable nowadays. We used to have silver fancy things with glaze on the inside. So you can't kosher it because it has glass like Keres. But if the glaze on the outside is not a problem, the main svara, okay, there's a whole thing there. I don't know exactly why. The simple shot seems to be just you don't usually pour hot things into this. And even if you do, you just pour it on the inside and the tom doesn't go through to the outside and it's not a big deal. Okay. That's not the main point. These are the two main opinions. Says the Magen Avraham, Rabosai. Says the Magen Avraham. Sifkatan something. Yes. Ah. Memtes. Avol b'di eved ein lahachmir peirush imut tashmisho b'tzone. Afil logal kasher. B'di eved, if it's rov tashmisho b'tzone. Again, yeah, b'di'evet doesn't mean you can use it on Pesach. It means it won't make your food common sick. That's clear. We already know that Ashkenaz say b'di'evet we rely on Rav Tashmisha. B'di'evet Tashmisha b'chamin, but this is more interesting. What if Tashmisha b'chamin? If Tashmisha b'tzonein, then obviously b'di'evet is no problem for Ashkenazim. Al kolpon b'di'evet mahani hagolah. B'di'evet, if you did hagolah, that's good enough. All of a sudden, what's the Magen Avraham sneaking in stealthily? It says, b'di'evet, we rely on hagolah. He's seen stealthily. There's a third opinion. The only two opinions were of Yon or Ben Yechiel. How would Hagala help you get it? Mimosha. Either it makes your food come and stay with or without Hagala, or it doesn't make your food come and stay with or without Hagala. The Magen Avraham is stealthily sticking in a third Shita. I can't promise you if the Magen Avraham knew whether or not Ein Rishon said the Shita. He doesn't quote. He's just stealthily sticking in this third Shita. Says the Magen Avraham. And the Mishnah Brura and all the poskim that we rely on this b'di'evet. Even if it's Rav Tashmisha b'cham, again, Rav Tashmisha with soul name, we always are making b'di'evet, right? Even if Rav Tashmisha b'chamin o b'kavosh, right? Even if Rav Tashmisha b'chamin o b'kavosh, nonetheless, we rely on Hagolah b'di'evet, which means he assumes there's a middle shita. He doesn't say we rely on nothing b'di'evet. We don't rely on the Rav Yom B'dievet. We only rely on this middle sheet of B'dievet. And this is, he would say, is Mechatchila. Mean, again, I don't mean if you did Hagolah B'dievet, you can use the Kli on Pesach. I mean, if you did Hagolah and cook food for Pesach, you can eat the food. Which Rishon says this middle sheet? The Magen Avraham stealthily snuck in here. Right? When you read this Magen Avraham, you said, where does he get this idea from? So the Mishnah Berurah, he loves Rishon. I think more than any of the Akronim besides the Shach, right? He loves finding the Rishonim that until they were considered obscure. He points out, they're not super obscure, but in the Sharet Zion, he points out, it's a Ra'ah. The Ritva and Shas quotes from a Ra'ah that has this middle Shita, that Haggalah helps. The Ra'ah. But I have to add one caveat. Said the Ra'ah, Haggalah helps, but don't do it, L'chachila, or Haggalah helps, but don't do it because you might be afraid it'll break through the Haggalah, not do Haggalah properly. Right? So let's put a little star. The star means Avalimaisa Ein L'chachilo D'chayis Alei Dilma Paka. Because we all know that glass actually does very easily crack. Okay. That's the Ra'ah. The Maisa, however, rely on this Ra'ah B'dievet. Adds the Mishnah Berurah. We'll make one more point. Do we ever rely on the Rav Yom B'dievet? Mishnah Berurah at the end of Kuf Nun Hey says, we rely on the Rav Yom B'dievet with two other Ksadim Mahakel. Says the Mishnah Berurah. We rely on this B'dievet. What does it mean, rely on the Rav Yom? Even if you didn't kashrut, you can eat your food B'dievet. If it's also Eino Ben Yomo and Hefsin Meruba. Right? These are our two helpers who are always, you know, getting the assist here. If it's Hefsin Meruba and Eino Ben Yomo, then even if you didn't kashrut before, I rely on the Rav Yom. Stam B'dievet, if you did Haggalah, we rely on the Ra'ah. And l'chachila, we say like Ben Yechiel, just don't use the glass at all. Can we ever l'chachila be maker like the Ra'ah? Without the asterisk? Says Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Kufnan Vav, quoting the Chai Adam, yes. After all, can someone remind me what also is similar, is equivalent to B'dievet in Halacha? Shavatcha. What if you don't have any new glasses to buy for Pesach? I don't know, you might be younger than me. Maybe if you remember great-grandparents ever told talk to you or actually did, they captured the glasses for Pesach. You ever remember that? In the old generation, everyone kashered glasses for Pesach. Why? Because they couldn't afford to buy glasses for Pesach. Not like nowadays. Nowadays, how much do glasses cost? Garnished, right? Meaning, you could buy a whole new set of Pesach glasses for the price of a chicken. I mean, like glasses are very cheap. Drinking glasses are very cheap compared to other consumer goods. Right? So unless you're momish penniless, unless you're, you know, like a Vietnamese rice farmer, even lower middle class people, even people who don't have money can afford to buy new drinking glasses for Pesach, and certainly, you know, everyone we know who has at least a little money, it's not an expensive item anymore. Glass, things made of glass. Once upon a time, it was just impossible. They couldn't buy it for Pesach. So says the, this is the Mishnah Berurah Kufnun Hey, says the Mishnah Berurah Kufnun Vav. I hope I'm right about that. Kof nun vav, b'shem chayi adam, b'shas hadchak, if you can't buy new glassware, you can rely on the ra'ah. Again, I don't know if the chayi adam knew it was a ra'ah. I don't know if you had a copy of it. I wish you showed me a copy of it. And kasher, why Miloy V'Iroi? Because remember we said, since Rov Tashmish has been so named, Miloy V'Iroi is good enough. What if it was Miloy Tashmish through heat? Miloy V'Iroi is good enough for a Miloy Tashmish heat. Maybe it counts like a Haggalah. Okay, and that's why in the older generations, my grandparents and your great-grandparents, they probably cashed the glasses for Pesach by soaking them. In the old days, it was like a big kula. The kids got a tour from the bath for 3 days. Because they want to kasher all the glasses. They just filled the bathtub with glass. Fill the whole bathtub. After 24 hours, you gotta take out all the water, fill it again. After 24 hours, take out all the water, fill it again. After 24 hours, the kids then had the reprieve ended. They had to go back to Gehenna and bathe regularly once again. But that was in the old days. Nowadays, again, you never know. What if you're stuck in Desert Island or something? Or what if you're stuck with Corona? Last Pesach 2020, and you couldn't go to the store, right? And Amazon wasn't delivering on Prime, you know, on time. And Israel, forget it. I mean, I knew someone told me, and I knew this would happen. We were 3 weeks before Pesach. They guaranteed delivery in 1 week, and of course, it came after Pesach. And I'm not sure who to blame. I mean, it was strange times. So, okay, then it could be Mako and Kasher glasses doing a living Eroy. But in normal times, you know, when you can go to the store and buy new drinking glasses for a couple dollars for a whole box full. So it's obviously not shayach. Okay, the last thing I want to discuss about this is the famous machlokes haposkim within Ashkenazim of having yashiv the stira between Tachnun Aleph Chaf Vav and Yoredea Kof Lamed Hei Ches. Yes. Oh, we know you would. It's just easier to do for me over here. Yeah, you can certainly get culture you can do for a dog. It seems to me that we're making on that also. That's the impression I get from the post. I'm not sure. I would prefer me to be here than my son. I prefer Mila Meir. Okay. Here we have Orachayim Tafnun Aleph Chavav says Zechuches is Malaya, but in Yoredeya Koflamet Heiches it says that Zechuches is not Malaya. The Magen Avraham here points this out. There are three ways to answer this Stira. There are really two good ways to answer this Stira. Okay. Anyone want to answer this Stira? How come in your day of the IMS it says, glass was not Balea? It doesn't matter, the guy kept wine, it's fine. Guy's wine bottle, no problem. But over here, the Ramah, the Machabi, no problem. But the Ramah agrees there. And over here, the Ramah says it's a big problem. How would you answer this? You might say it's Chomer de Pesach. One answer is, right, our familiar guest, right? One answer, this, for example, the Knesset Hagdola and others, says this is the regular din, and this is Chumra de Pesach. What's another answer you could say? The Magen Avraham here asked this question, and it's not clear what he means. He says, listen to the Magen Avraham, Rabosai. I meant, you could say he means chomer to chomer. What else could you say he means? What does maybe sound? What a lot of horlusu sounds like? No, it's a kul of yayinesech. Maybe we're more makel in yayinesech. Here it's a little funny. What? Why are we more makel in yayin? No, because yayin is never lifgam. Yayin, even after a year, is not lifgam. Why are we more makel in yayin esach? It's not so clear why are we makel in yayin esach. Maybe because yayin esach is drabana. We don't mean actual yayin esach, right? We don't mean mamish like from the church, right? So maybe, I'm not so clear because we're more makel in stam yayin, but this doesn't seem only stam yayin. Maybe this is the regular din. And maybe this is the regular din, and this is a kula of yayin nesech, which is only drabanan. Or the prima gadim suggests, if you look at the prima gadim at the end of the sefer in the mishnah of zod, he says this is lias sonen. No, this is lias chamin, and this is lias sonen. Says the Ramah, who was only machmir because sometimes you put hot in it. But that's a big okay, there are it's only matter if someone's hot. While the Mechaber is talking about if you kept cold in it for 24 hours, right? Lias sonein, may ace, la ace. So, what's the big nafkamina? Of course, the big nafkamina is what's the din of Basar, Bechalov, and Treif? What's the din? Not of Yayin Esek, not of Chametz, of all Yisurin in the Torah. According to the first Derech, all Yisurin in the Torah glass is not Balea. According to the second Derech, all Yisurin in the Torah glass is Balea. According to the third Derech, it's Balea through Hat, but not through Kavosh. Okay, this is a big machlokes. Ahayom said there are very, very different opinions. There's even a between opinion. Some people say, in all Yisurin in the Torah, we rely on the Ra'ah. And you can kasher it. Halacha l'maaseh, every rabbi tells something different now. Some rabbis will tell you, all Yisurin in the Torah, we're not machmir. Yeah, buy the same glass plates, meat and milk. Some rabbis will tell you, all Yisurin in the Torah, we hold like the Ra'ah. If it gets straight, you can kasher it. Some rabbis will tell you, no, all Yisurin in the Torah, we hold like Menachil. Just, you can't. Okay, halacha l'maaseh, what our minhag is, this very well, again, it's Masorah from Moshe Feinstein, that lechatchila or machmir all year long glass. Those who are making lechatchila all year long glass have what to be so much fun. I know a lot of people who have, like, you know, the same glass plates for meat and milk. Okay, then what to be so much fun? You know, you want to buy a glass plate for a guy and use it? Yeah, what to be so much fun? If you ask me my opinion, what I learned from Mary Bullock and my Rebbe, that lechatchila be machmir all year long, but with the evig, you can be makel. So with the evid, if you have a glass lid of your crock pot and some milk spills on it, you can be makel. No, be makel gummer. Okay. Nevertheless, daiti. What's the hachra? Hachra is lechatchila. Aser. With the evid, the kli is mutter without hagola, especially since a big tzad to be makel, certainly, but the evidence is that, you know, I don't quite tell, actually, many decades ago, went to the chem lab at NYU, did experiments with it. You know, you go to the chem lab at NYU, anyone ever done a chem lab? What do you hold your chemicals in when you do your experiments in chem lab? A beaker made of? Why not a beaker made of other things? Because the other things might absorb, and then it'll mess up your experiment. You'll have things from the last experiment. You less doesn't absorb.
See through.
What?
Not to be transparent.
Okay. Maybe that's another reason. Fine. Get out. Okay, fine. Ruin everything. Doesn't matter. Okay, they say they're a Tendler. Before you were born, maybe even before I was born, went to the chem lab in YU. Probably before I was born, went to the chem lab in YU, did all the experiments, decided that it wasn't Bolea. Halacha l'maisa. L'maisa, we can be makel, but you have to assume the glass not Bolea, it's only covered to Pesach. But the Hachila is Kedai to be Machber. Those who are making Hachila, what to rely on? And even the Hachila, those who are making it, even the Hachila, you can make it with drinking glasses. Not mug, but drinking glasses, because you only drink cold from them anyway. And the worst thing is you put in the dishwasher. All right, Lona Ra.
If you're somewhere where they have glasses, it would be better to use plates at the bottom of the stack.
Nah, I wouldn't worry about it. If you're somewhere, I wouldn't worry about it. If you're somewhere in Pesach, it's a little trickier. Right? You're somewhere in Pesach, it's a little, where they use glass. That's Chametz Day, it's a little trickier. Because even with the Eved, we're only making the Hefzer Beruva and Eidu Ben Yomo. You know, probably Eidu Ben Yomo. You know, since it's used for Chametz, meaning they didn't eat Chametz on the first day of Pesach, they feed you on the second day of Pesach, etc. They didn't even probably use Chametz on the Erev Pesach. But it's not always Hefzer Beruva. Okay, it's Shasa Chatz like Hefzer Beruva. Anyway, but all year long, I wouldn't worry if I go to someone's house and they use the same glass for me to milk. Doesn't bother me.
You just said about is that just...
Yeah, lechatchila. Yeah, b'di'eved it would be okay. Yeah. B'di'eved, if I have a glass milking mug that I always drink my hot chocolate, someone accidentally drank chicken soup from it, then I would still keep using it.
Yeah, like, let's say you went to like Airbnb when they had glass plates and stuff.
That's a good question. That's maybe a little bit more lechatchila, meaning I don't have to. Lechatchila, if I went to an Airbnb where they had glass treif kelim, I would say, again, Zachra, lechatchila, I would bring paper. And if I was stuck, then I would use them. If I was stuck, I would use them.
Drink glasses at the Airbnb.
Drink glasses, I wouldn't worry about it. I'm just drinking cold from them. No, just drink, a drink glass, not a mug. You put cold in a drink glass and hot in a mug. Someone could have once put hot in a drinking glass. I'm saying that's not normal. No, I wouldn't look at you, because if you did it, someone else is also stupid. You're not the only stupid person.
I would put metal.
That's true.
right? The teaspoon.
That's right, it's iced coffee.
Yeah.
It reminds us that Mishra was on the Rav that in the end, if you can show it on the Rav off, there'll be a lot more gold.
Mm-hmm.
And the Rav says that's going to be the din all year, not just that's regular. So why would it be that in the end, we can use it without a gold?
First of all, we're not sure it's Magna Rav set.
See, the Magna Rav.
I said, maybe. Right? Maybe we're going to problem. Okay, so we'd be more makeup with him. If that's what he said, we'd be more makeup.
So the
he's not talking about all year long at all for Mr.
That's just.
Yeah, he's not talking about all year long at all. He doesn't deal with that. It's interesting, when Mr. Rob brought it up, Mr. Rob just didn't decide to talk about it. Look, there are plenty of Rabbanim say that also. You know, if you look, I have an article by Jack, he just quotes every modern 20th century posting you've ever heard of, and everyone says everything. This is what I heard from everyone. Enough for me.
Aren't people making on contouring glass even out of Pesach to rely on their off Pesach? Some other glass table, like there are no Muslim that rely on contouring. I mean, there's Sardin that said glass.
I thought that Ashkenazim, if you have a glass table, you're covered for Pesach. That's what I thought.
But no one will like clashing?
I don't know if no one is.
Do people let them feel heat off their glass table?
Anyway, I thought that if you have a glass table, you clash. This other gold comes on microwaves, right?
Yes.
What if you have a microwave for Pesach and the glass turntable? I thought Ashkenazim said you have to either take out the glass turntable, replace it, or cover it in saran wrap, a few layers of saran wrap or something. That's what all the, you know, kashrut agencies say. Okay. The hour is late. Let's just run through one more. So if Shmud Yashan She Solu Bo Ofos BePesach, you have an old spit and you didn't trit and you used it to roast chicken on Pesach. Mutar in the chicken butter. Alfish Mekodim Solu Basar Mi Maluach Melachlon Bittak. Right? We discussed this one. Even though, what's wrong with the spit? You only roast meat. Ah, but you salt the meat and you didn't check there might have been some chametz that spilled in the salt. The answer is yes, there might be chametz that's filled in the salt. L'chachila, you should kash with the spit. However, but the Eved, we don't assume that's a problem, and if you roasted chicken on the spit, you can eat it on Pesach. This idea that we're afraid chametz might have fallen into any, meaning you're not supposed to put chametz there. Something that you don't purposely put chametz in. You're afraid chametz might have fallen, so you're careful all year. L'chachila, we kash with the spit. But the Eved, if you're already cooked or roasted chicken on the spit, then it is. But again, this is talking about if you didn't ever purposely put chametz in the spit. If you sometimes put like a meat pie on the spit, that's a different story. That's not a chametz thing. This just means all you put is meat that was salted. But you never know. You never know. We're machmir chachila. We're not machmir on the food. B'di'evet, after Amah, Miyuin Lahata, Rak B'di'evet. Like you said, B'chena Brozos. This all things. Basically, we have Hilomer Makra and everything that might have gotten some comments on. Habrozos, faucets. Shem Chamiyo Shal Yai Nog Ladichan. A faucet that's on the wine barrel, right? They had removable faucets, right? They're, you know, like in the old westerns. We have to take it out and wash it thoroughly in case somehow some comments got into it. Likewise, they had little sticks in the wall that you hung your cups on, but you didn't hang it from the ear. You like just put your cup upside down, like onto a thick stick, like this. Maybe some chametz got on it accidentally, and it'll get in your cup on Pesach, and you'll drink it. So therefore, you have to wash them before Pesach. That's a general pile. You have to wash everything, clean everything before Pesach, just in case some chametz got there. That's certainly minhag Ashkenaz. That anything chametz might have gotten on, you might have touched it with chametz thick hands. That's what the poskim say about the faucets. You might have touched it with chametz on your hands. Anything you might have touched with chametz thick hands, you have to clean thoroughly. Anything which you cooked with, even if you didn't cook chametz, but you cooked things that chametz could have fallen into by accident, you have to kasher. That's all the chachmah. That's Chumer Din Pesach. Okay, we'll pick up Mir Tzoshim next time with Simen Taf Nun Beis. That's Tuesday, Simen Taf Nun Beis for Ezra Tzoshim.
People that are relying on glass all year round are relying on
the Knesset Gedolah? Yes. Hey, it's not only Knesset. You know, there's a bunch of poskim like that. What? According to Sephardim, yeah, it's just you can't trade for glass even if you tried.
Sephardim